2 Arrestor and 12 Yuma Winner, 1, 2 and 12. The third, number 2 Hudson County, 10 Scotty Bigotti, 15 Stop Crying, 16 The Grey Flash and 20 Game Pie, 2, 10, 15, 16 and 20. The fourth, number 6 Amber Jewel, 8 La Dolce Vita, number 11 Volante, 13 Just Orm, 14 Lover Rose and 16 Surprise Result, 6, 8, 11, 13, 14 and 16. Race 5 at the moment at Doomben, take out 1 High Sun and 13 Vitia, 1 and 13. Race 6, number 1 Ziggy Willy, 2 Perfect Dare, 13 Oberland and 15 Confronting, 1, 2, 13 and 15. Race 7, 3 Bindi Babe, 7 Burley Bullet, 14 Media Maid, 16 Sorority Sister, and then the emergencies, 17, 18, 19, 20 and 21 are all out of race 7. And race 8, number 10, Darcy Be Good, 12 Binalong Road and 13 La Bill, 10, 12 and 17. They're the current scratchings for Doomben. And racing in South Australia today is at Gawler. That's right, Gawler in South Australia. It's Fine and a Good Four, The Rail is True. They watered it yesterday, 6 millimetres went on. These haven't quite gone in for them. Race 1, number 3, Windsor and 6, Jolly Rose, 3 and 6. Race 2, number 8, Poradini, number 8. Race 3, number 4, October Date and 5, Rivers Lane, 4 and 5. Race 4, number 1, Cobber, 6, Charlotte Square, 8, Embrace the Date, 13, Miss Mossy McLaren, and the emergencies 15 and 17. 1, 6, 8, 13, 15 and 17 out of the 4th. Race 5 at Gawler, 14, Jarvis and 15, Benefit, 14 and 15. Race 6, number 2, Kievan, 10, Fine Approach, and 11, Evil Dreams, 2, 10 and 11. Race 7, number 3, Mulligan Lane, and 9, Grumpy Guru, 3 and 9. And race 8, number 1, Mr. Carno, 8, Lady Andrus, and 12, Peninsula Lynx, 1, 8 and 12. They're the scratchings. They're about to go interim for Gawler. Peter Ellis will preview that meeting at 11 o'clock this morning, and that will be followed by Steve Moran at 10 past 11, looking at Sandown for the meeting in Melbourne today. In a moment, we'll start looking at Rose Hill.
At the new look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, the best jockeys in Australasia will be riding for pride in the Origin Jockey Series. Round 2 continues this Saturday with Ty Angland and Dylan Dunn, Jim Byrne and Damien Brown, and 8 of the best hoops in the land competing across a great day's racing. See them only at Doomben this Saturday. The Origin Jockey Series. For details, go to youbet.com or check your local form guides.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens Saturday and a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick on Boxing Day. And now you can cheer on your Big Six by watching All Races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
At the new look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, New South Wales gun Ty England is there today riding for the Blues. What a start it was back in round one of the Origin Jockey Series when Michael Rodd went bang bang. Today Ty England is a part of the team. He's up against the mighty maroon local legend Jim Byrne. There's Victorian Brad Rawilla and 9 other Origin competitors across a great day's racing. It's on today, round 2 of the Origin Jockey Series. Check it all out at your local form guide this morning.
Racing.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be a part of the $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details.
4 minutes past eight it is on Racing HQ Saturday. Ray Thomas is with us, and so too is the Chief Steward, Mark Van Gestel, for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. You've had more inquiries this week, mate. It's been an extraordinary week for you as you try and, I guess, wrap up a few that have been there for a while.
I guess so, Andrew. Just trying to have them dealt with as soon as possible. And, yeah, no one likes anything hanging over their head for too long, and we just wanted to ensure that we try and deal with as many matters as possible.
The James McDonald case is obviously the big one. He received an 18-month disqualification. Has there been any lodgement of appeal to you? Do you know that yet?
Yeah, there was an appeal lodged yesterday afternoon, Andrew, so no date that has been set at this point in time, and suggest that'll be somewhere in the new year.
Okay. And the other cases will just continue at dates to be fixed?
That's it, Andrew, yeah.
Okay. Ray, do you want to ask anything here on any of the cases?
Well, just on the James McDonald case, if I could, Mark. There's been a lot of, talk about the comparisons between James's case and Damien Oliver's. And I think the point that needs to be made is that the rules, the Australian racing rules, had changed subsequent to the Damien Oliver case, and they applied to the James McDonald case.
Yeah, that's right, Ray. As we said in our findings, on the 1st of March when the AR83D and the manager minimum penalty was introduced, that's when Racing Australia drew a line in the sand in respect to, offences such as James' offence. And, they set a mandatory minimum penalty of 2 years. And, to us, the matters of, say, the Oliver case and also going back in New South Wales with the Roble and Ching case is really offered little assistance by way of precedent as dealing with different rules and different provisions with mandatory penalties.
And just on the James McDonald lodgement of appeal, what is he actually appealed?
As I understand it, it's an appeal against the severity of the penalty.
Okay, the 18 months. All right, we'll wait and see how that unfolds. Rosehill today, we've got a fine start. We'll monitor those thunderstorms late in the day. What have you found for us there, Mark?
Andrew, out of the third race, Hearn's Oak at Rosehill, 26th of November. It raced quite below par, was beaten a long way in the 2400-metre race. It since was ordered back to trials, were trialled at Ramick on the 13th of December, ran a nice trial up behind Ecuador. But look, there were certainly some excuses for it that day. Bjorn Baker said he'd go away and freshen the horse up, which he's done back to 1800 metres today. But probably in the circumstances, the race wasn't really run to suit, but it seems to have re-established form in a trial.
Yep.
In the fourth race, Andrew Allart, she's in a consistent mare, but raced it below par at Rosehill on the 10th of December. But just as the start was affected, she blundered quite badly, lost significant ground, became unbalanced, and Lee McGorry, who rode the horse, said never really travelled after that. So, look, I just forget that run. She's a horse that normally races up on the speed, and that incident at the start probably didn't assist. In the sixth race, Andrew, Can I Have in the Magic Cup, the stewards there reported it was held up making the home turn and then had difficulty obtaining clear running in the early part of the straight. It was beaten a length from behind the winner, Burning Energy, but probably a race that was also dominated by on-pace runners, and its effort in the circumstances had some merit. Also in that race, Andrew, Heartlings number 7 at Rosehill on the 10th of December. Raced quite keenly in the early stages. It was caught wide from its wide barrier and then allowed to stride forward, set outside the lead. But then in the straight, it was also inclined to lay out under pressure, and I thought its effort was pretty good, only beaten 3/4 of a length by Girl Sunday.
Right.
And finally, Andrew, there's a number of horses to mention out of race 8 and out of the ISO Rich race on the 10th of December. Rock My Lady, Hand From Above, and also Louis C.K., those three horses really had difficulty obtaining clear running in the race, and probably the margins that are against those three horses, probably unfair in the circumstances. None of those three horses really had clear running in the straight.
Okay, so maybe forget those runs and go on their previous form. All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Merry Christmas to all of the team at Racing New South Wales. We work obviously very close with all parties in there, and we'd like to, from Sky Sports Radio, all the team here, wish you a very and safe day tomorrow, mate. Have a good day with the family.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. Same to your team and the listeners.
Good on you, Mark. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Mike Fraser's with us. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray. Nice to be here. Yeah, tough little meeting at Rose Hill today, especially the back end of the meeting. I sort of went searching for value throughout the day. I've based my selections on how I'm thinking the track's going to play. Now, this is our sixth meeting in the last 40 days, so this track at Rose Hill has a tendency to leave a bit of a footprint with these meetings, and it's pretty much followed the script the last five meetings. The bias has been a little bit predictable, and if it follows the case today, I think going back to a normal rail, and this being only the second normal rail we've had in the last nine meetings, I think it's going to be a little bit protected on the fence. Now, the only thing that'll bring it undone, if there's moisture in there, so they've got it as a good four. If it was a good three, I would be very bullish about the fence being the place to be, but as it stands, that's what I'm going with, and if it alters through the day, we can monitor it, but inside and handy as it stands.
Okay, yeah, I think the rail in the True was November 26th, the last time we raced there in the True, so it's been a while in amongst all those meetings. Glenn Munsey's here from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Munns.
Morning, Andrew. Geez, you're very keen, Andrew. You've had it Boxing Day twice already this morning. It's Christmas Eve.
I thought
I'd had 2 days off.
No, I need 2 days off.
No, you're not Ronnie Duffersy.
No,
that's 2 months off.
Have I said Boxing Day twice?
Yeah, you did, Andrew. You said it at just after 6:30 this morning. And,
well, I can excuse the 6:30 because it's still bloody early. So did I say it again?
What a give up.
Just after 7:00. Yeah, because, Michael, I get up half asleep as it is. And then I thought I'd had a real, those 28 beers last night.
I did that once. Lay down for an hour and woke up 25 hours later and turned up to a restaurant for dinner. But I'd missed the day completely.
Turned and missed the day. No, well, my apologies.
You haven't had those yellow tablets again, have you?
No, I was back in. Let's get on with that.
Let's get on with it. And it is Christmas Eve,
sister's birthday, Andrew. So happy birthday to Michelle.
Righto, happy birthday, Michelle. But let's get cracking, guys, at 12 minutes past 8, the first at 12:40.
Yes, and it is the tab.com.au plate here, and we start with Ipso Facto as a $5.50 chance. Korg is out, the deduction there, 19 cents a win and nothing the place. I think you'll find it came out Thursday. Falconic is a $3.20 chance. All Too High Ing. We've got the right pronunciation for it this morning at $5.50. One a file there is a scratching no deduction. Radiant Choice came out yesterday, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Tangled at 11, Undaunted at 19, Tarima at $5.50, Mahira at 16, Indie Showgirl is out, no deduction, and Whispered Secret is a $5.50 chance. Having a look at what's happened here, best supported runner is the bottom one in Whispered Secret. This market has chopped around when you consider Korg did go up as the outright favourite. Radiant Choice was a $13 chance, One of Fire was 26, and Indie Showgirl was a 50-1 chance. But Whispered Secret went up double figures, has more than halved its quote into that 550 now, but the best supported runner. Over the toppy Ipso Facto, Falconic was the first horse backed on Wednesday, and they are the top three in the first.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, All Too High, whatever we call it, I'm sure it's going to hold its spot from that good draw. Ipso Facto and Falconic have got gate speed, they'll come across. The first starter, Whispering Secret, bounced out of the boxes in the trial quite nicely. It won't be too far away. And Undaunted, I should say, number 8 won't be too far away. But I think All Too High will probably take up the running.
Yeah, good way to start the day, this, isn't it, Mike? A race with a bit of depth despite the scratchings. Look, Ipso Facto's had the two runs so far, both over 1,100 metres. They've both been solid efforts. His last start effort in the Golden Gift, he was closing late but just got balked when Reflectivity sort of bored in late, and he held on to run third that day, but he gave every indication that when he gets out to 1,200 metres, it's going to really suit him. He gets that opportunity today. We heard from Mark Newnham earlier, Mike. He's been waiting for this race to give Ipso Facto his chance at the 1,200, and I think Piero, that his sire, may get his first winner this afternoon. The danger, though, definitely number 3, Falconic, comes out of a good form race at Rose Hill on December 10 when he's in that four-way fight to the finish. Chauffeur just beat Co-Org, and Falconic was a close third. He'll definitely improve off that. I think he's the big danger. Number 12, Whispered Secret, the first starter from the James Cummings stable. I think Andrew, Tony Brassel highlighted this filly to you earlier by High Chaparral. Looked good in the trials. Bred to certainly enjoy getting out to 1,200 metres. Watch for her on debut. And number four, All Too Haiying. Solid effort on debut when he ended up in front. Perhaps Gary Moore hinted they might look to take a sit, if possible, today, Mike, to give this colt a chance to run out the strong 1,200. I think the winners amongst those four, I'm leaning towards number one, Ipso Facto, to break through. 1, 3, 12 and 4 in the first, Mike.
I'm with you, Ray. I think he's got an excellent chance, this Toppy. He comes out of two real races. He's acquitted himself well in both of them. His debut behind Teaspoon was good. And then, as you said, last start here at Rose Hill, over 1,100 behind Serena Bay. You know, overcame that little hiccup late and got to the line strongly. I think if he can map her nicely here, I think he's going to be hard to hold out. I put Falconic in for second. He was good on debut in that slowly won race won by Chauffeur. It was a sit and sprint, but he boxed on extremely well. Got a little bit lost there for a moment or two when he raced tight, but he balanced up nicely at the finish and battled on well. I thought that he's looking for a distance like 1,200. I throw in 9 for third, this one from Victoria at Tarima. Comes out of three real races in Melbourne, like they've all been frank since, and she's been it's been luckless in all three. So, look, I think this horse is a real talent, but the problem is it's got a horrible draw here. It's likely to be 3 and 4 wide, having its first Sydney run. So that was my slight concern there. But don't underestimate it. It is good. And number four for fourth, All Too Haiying. If it doesn't lead or box seats, it certainly was good on debut in that same race with Falconic. I'm 1, 3, 9, and 4.
Darren Flindell boxing similar numbers here. He goes the 3 to beat 1, 4, and 9. 3, 1, 4, and 9 in the first. Race 2, Glenn, the ATC membership here over the 1,400. And we start with the toppy here that could end up at the Gold Coast.
Have you renewed your ATC membership yet, Andrew?
I certainly have.
Good to see.
I've got all the everything back in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, beautiful. But in this race, yes, Pipeline could be on his way to the Gold Coast. Is a $4 chance here. Mr. Marcou at $14. Archie Barber is the favourite at $2.40. France with a tongue tie on today at $6. Argent Dior at $12. Jaminza is $7. Fast and Roland at $17. Gold Artesian at $19. And Smart As came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. One of the better supported runners on the program here in the shape of Archie Barber did go up 280. 280 was into 250 last night. And now $2.40. Best back to beat it is the toppy in Pipeline, who has basically remained at $4 since Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I think this favourite will roll to the front, Archie Barber. With the scratching of Smart As, a little bit of the heat's come out of the race. Pipeline will hold its spot from Barrier 1. And the other one there is Mr. Marcou. It'll cruise across and probably sit outside Pipeline. They're the three front runners. Like, France won't be too far away, but I think the lead's up there for the favourite to take.
Yeah, I read it exactly the same way, Mike. I can see Pipeline just trailing Archie Barber throughout this race. I think these two will fight it out. I'm leaning towards a top weight Pipeline. I think at the $4 he's a better punting proposition than Archie Barber, and can't fault the top weight's form. He showed promise at his debut preparation, then resumed on December 3 at Rose Hill. A really good win that day. Looked a real racehorse as he came away and beat Bratislava and Calander, and hasn't the form from that race held up since. Both Bratislava and Calander have since won at their next starts. Pipeline getting out to 1,400 metres should suit. I know he's got the 61, but it is off a 57 limit. Only has to concede Archie Barber the 1 kg. I think he'll stalk him throughout and might just be too strong late, the 1 Pipeline. From 3, Archie Barber, when he won his maiden, the Beaumont track, 2 starts back, he led and dominated. And if he gets an easy lead here, he'll be very, very hard to beat. Number 4, France. I like the way this Redoute's Choice colt knuckled down to win at Canterbury when resuming. Was strong late, beating El Venetian. Two horses that ran behind him that day, Harper's Choice and Thard, have since won to frank that form. He'll improve off that. Certainly should run the 1,400. And Jaminza, I think is how you pronounce it, Mike, really impressive winning his maiden at Kembla. I know this is a step up in grade, but he was very powerful late. Looks an improving type. In the second, I've gone 1 Pipeline to win again. 1, 3, 4, and 6 in race 2.
Yeah, that Jaminza ran really good sectionals when he closed to win that race the other day. Good race. But look, I'm with the favourite here, Archie Barber. He's always been a horse of mine. I thought he looked well placed here, third up behind two very solid runs. His maiden Beaumont win was good, where he highballed it in front. I thought he acquitted himself really well last start. Still was a tiny bit ring rusty, wanted to over race and do a couple of things wrong and sort of got a tiny bit unbalanced in the straight. I think third up here, fully fit, controlling the tempo up front, I think he's going to take plenty of running down. I thought this horse, Gold Artesian, could run a bit of a race here at a price, number eight. Made nice progress. Its first three runs as prep was a close third at Canterbury last start. Was in an easier race, I do concede. But they were all on dry tracks. He got on a heavy track the other day at Canterbury, didn't like it. And last preparation, he had two wet track runs and was mediocre. Sandwiched in between them was a terrific race in a two-year-old open when it was back on a dry track. I'm sure this horse is a dry tracker. Tommy Berry, the Hawks team, probably, you know, get into a good spot. I'd see it running a good race. Four for third France, nothing wrong with its first up win and had a nice nice barrier trial since. And Pipeline, absolutely no knock on Pipeline. Won well first up. Just that it jumps to the 1400 and at last preparation at 1400, the same track as today, it was well beaten. So look, it just hasn't ticked that box yet. Not saying it won't, but it just hasn't ticked it for me yet. I thought three would win. Eight represents the value, 4 and 1.
3, 8, 4 and 1 for Mike. Darren Flindell likes the Pipeline number 1 to beat 3, 6 and 4. 1, 3, 6 and 4 in race number 2. Working through this Rose Hill card with Ray Thomas and Mike Fraser and Glenn Munsey. It's race 3 here. Glenn, if anyone's looking for a last minute present, it might be this one.
Well, the TAB Rewards, well, you don't even have to say it's a present, Andrew. You've got the opportunity to join up TAB Rewards on your own.
Yeah, but how many people are out there looking for something? Well, there it is. Go to the webpage.
Or get them a voucher, which is even better. They can give it a fly, turn it into anything. Hearns Oak here in the TAB Rewards is an $8 chance. Vassal is at $4.80. Cawthon's Power came out yesterday, 4 cents a win, nothing the place. Multifacets, $4.20. The Rumour File at $16. Montauk at $6. Reby the Red at $6, Embley at $12, and More Than Fabulous is a $5.50 chance. Not bursting down the doors to invest here. Best supported runner, though, is Multifacets in front of the toppy in Hearns Oak, and then the bottom one, More Than Fabulous.
Yeah, it's a bit of a race to see who doesn't want to lead here. There doesn't seem to be a whole heap of pressure. No real designated leaders. I suspect Revive the Red will hold its spot from barrier one. Hearns Oak, if he sort of gets his head a little bit right, he can always be in the first three or four. Multifacets won't be too far away. Then you've got horses like Embley and More Than Fabulous. Look, there's no designated leader, Ray, and I don't expect them to go too hard, but I suspect maybe Ribeye from barrier one will hold them out.
Yeah, I found this a very tough little race, actually, Mike. I've ended up coming back to number 9, More Than Fabulous. I think we were both on it last week, and at the 300-metre mark, I thought he was going to storm past Mohur and win, but Mohur was just too tough and seasoned for him that day. And on the heavy track, which he loves, back to a firm track today on the quick backup. But look, I'm prepared to give him another chance. I know he's never won on anything but rain-affected going, but he's got some decent, good track form, including his run here at Rose Hill two starts back when he was a fast-finishing third to Redoutable Heart and Duke of Valentinois. He's fourth up today, gets out to a trip which he enjoys. He likes this track. And again, David Payne has elected to use Deanne Pena, takes 3 kilos off. That 52.5 is a luxury. This race, as Mike hints, perhaps could be a bit of a sit sprint. More Than Fabulous has the ability to sit closer to the speed today. With that light weight, he just might be able to get away with this race. In a race which I think is pretty tough, I've got number 4, Multifacets. It's the most consistent horse racing really well this prep. He was good at Rose Hill, two runs back, aided by a great Tommy Berry ride. And then last start, tried very hard. My psychiatrist just outstayed him. That was at the 2000, back to the 1800. He's well placed here. Number 6, Montauk, hasn't been far away in his last couple. He hasn't had run of the race stuff in either of those two races either, Montauk. And this is his right trip today. He'll be hard to beat. And of the rest, Mike, in a tough race, I thought number 2, Vassal, back to the 1800, might spark a return to form. He just didn't run that 24 last start. I found it a tough race, Mike. I've ended up going number 9, More Than Fabulous, with a lightweight, just might get run of the race stuff to suit. 9, 4, 6 and 2 in the third.
Yeah, look, we've only got 8 runners here, but I think, you know, pretty much all have some sort of claim to victory here. And I'm with you, Ray. I thought it was a very, very difficult race, and I've got one that you haven't even mentioned there in Embley, Bjorn Baker's horse. Now, he's had 3 runs from a 58-day break. The 2 most recent of those have been good. He closed quite steadily last start at Rose Hill in a 1500. Now, gets out to 1800. Hasn't really got any middle distance form. Did have 1 run as a three-year-old over 1,900 and performed well, was in the worst ground. As I say, gets to 1,800 for the first time in a while, but with no weight in its back, and if it can posse up in the first three or four, I see this horse running a cheeky race, especially on a drying track too. Not a great deal of confidence, but I just thought it reps some value, number eight. To beat the six, Montauk, he hasn't had much luck in two of his three runs since winning at Canterbury over 1,900. He's got a poor stat at Rose Hill, 0-0 from seven starts, but there were excuses in three or four of those and the wrong distance also, so I'm not really too worried about that stat. Four for third, Multifacets, a nice return to form, two starts back, winning here at Rose Hill. The subsequent run at the same track and trip was good and looks certain to get a nice run. And for fourth, number five, this won the rumour file. He was a huge price when he won two starts back here at Rose Hill. Totally unsuited against the double bias last start. He's got a pattern to bounce back, and at a price, he could run a cheeky little race. Tough race, 8-6-4-5.
Darren Flindell goes Multifacets, number four, to beat 9-8-1. So, again, I think that tells us, I think the guys have got all sorts of different numbers here, and wraps it up, Mike, just how tough it is.
Oh, 100%. I was listening to Formline on Thursday night, too, and I think there were plenty of different numbers there also. Yeah.
Anyway, Darren goes 4-9-8-1 in race three. Race four at Rose Hill, kickstart this Big Six jackpot. 25,000 goes in today on this, yes, Christmas Eve meeting at Rose Hill.
Yeah, but race four is the Highland Boxing Day sale handicap, so don't get it. We'll get in for the Boxing Day sale anyway. We've got Echo Gal here with a tongue tie on today as an $18 chance. Girl Sunday looking for four wins in a row at $4.60. D9L at $5.50. Wine Tails at $13. Nudie Rudy at $5.50. Alat at $16. Harlem Lady at $6.50. The favourite is Bonnie O'Reilly at $3.60. The scratching is Rowinda. Came out this morning. 5 cents a win and nothing to place. Best supported runner, though, is the Consistent Girl Sunday. It's went up five, now $4.60. That was with Rowinda in the race as a $13 chance. Second pick is Harlem Lady, who's just in fractionally. Third pick is Bonnie O'Reilly, who's the best firmer of the lot of them here. Actually went up $5, and at that $5 put it equally on the second line of betting behind D9L with Girls Sunday and Nudie Rudy, but now is the clear favourite by a dollar.
Speed in the race for D9L will roll forward. It's got plenty of natural speed. Echo Gal will hold its spot from a good draw. Bonnie O'Reilly will also press forward now. James Innes Jr. has got a little bit of a decision to make on Girls Sunday. He's drawn the outside in a field of eight, and there's two or three underneath him that have got similar gate speed. So a little bit of a problem there with... we've got Nudie Rudy settling back in behind. But I think D9L will lead, and he's just got to make a little bit of a decision early on Girls Sunday.
Another eight horse race here, Mike, and you can make a case for all eight runners. It's a very competitive mare's race. I've come back to number five, Nudie Rudy. Look, I concede she looked to have every chance last start. She was stalking D9L all the way, peeled off her back at the top of the straight, and I thought she'd sprint straight past her, but D9L fought her off and just edged her out on the line. But look, Nudie Rudy was still closing late, gets out to the 13.50 today, which she'll enjoy on a good track. All her wins have been on top of the ground, and fourth up, she's rock-hard fit, and that's why I'm leaning towards her at the 13.50, number five, Nudie Rudy. Over number two, Girl Sunday. How can you knock this mare? She just makes her own luck every time, and she's really tough and game and competitive. I concede Mike's point that Jamie Ness Jr., who's riding particularly well, will need to make an early decision from that awkward gate, but she's got good gate speed, and as I said, she gets up on speed, makes her own luck, and she's very, very tough to pass. Number three, D9L, was just that last start. Good first up at Rose Hill, held off Nudie Rudy, had 3 weeks between runs. I can only improve off that. Goes to the 13.50, second up, consistent, honest mare. And number eight, Bonnie O'Reilly, three wins from five starts. She's a promising type. This is her big test, but she's up to it. Good race again, Mike. Eight runners, all chances. I've got five, Nudie Rudy on top. 5, 2, 3, and 8.
Yeah, look, very competitive race once again. As you say, only eight runners, but they've all got claims. And I've got the same numbers, just switch them around a little bit. I'm left with Girl Sunday, number two. Hard to fault her form, isn't it? Three from three. The last two have been here at Rose Hill over 1,400. Comes back 50 metres in distance, but don't see that as an issue, being an on-pace runner. If she was a, you know, a back marker, you'd say that, well, that negates it a bit. But being an on-pace runner could even be a bonus. If she just navigates that initial wide run, I think she's going to be hard to hold out. I've got her on top of the three. D9L, absolutely nothing wrong with that win first up here at Rose Hill. 21 days, second up. Has got two wins at the trip. You know, you've got a top jockey on board. Timmy Clark's riding super well at the moment. And, you know, if it rolls along in front, it is probably going to be really hard to run down. Five for third, Nudie Rudy, another one that's racing really well. Ran time-winning first up at Canterbury in that 1,100-metre race. Last two was good enough, both on soft tracks this grade. I think getting back onto a dry track, a drying track, is the key, and 1,350 should help. And for fourth, no knock on Bonnie O'Reilly either. Progressed nicely all three runs his preparation and certainly does map quite well. Tough race, 2, 3, 5, 8.
And two's the fancy also for Darren Flindell, Girl Sunday, to beat 7, 3, and 5. 2, 7, 3, and 5 in race number four. A break on Racing HQ Saturday.
Sky Sports Radio celebrates the festive season with the very best racing.
Saturday, we're off to Rose Hill.
Then Boxing Day, it's International Passport Race Day at Randwick.
Featuring the Summer Cup.
Racing HQ will set up your winning day from 6:30 a.m.
with interviews, tips and tap markets.
And at 10 o'clock, Paul Joyce passes on his fancies for the right male.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio.
This January, the Gold Coast plays host to the Southern Hemisphere's finest horse flesh. Recent graduates of the Magic Millions Gold Coast yearling sale include Awesome Rock, Capitalist, Global Glamour, and the world's best galloper on turf, Winx. Progeny by Australia's leading sires, plus first season stallions including Epaulette, Sizzling and Zoostar. Go under the hammer from January 11 at Magic Millions, Australia's undisputed number one sale for Group 1 winners. Catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens Saturday. And a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick on Boxing Day. And now you can cheer on your Big Six by watching all races live on the TAB app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
At the new look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, the best jockeys in Australasia will be riding for pride in the Origin Jockey Series. Round two continues this Saturday with Ty Angland and Dylan Dunn, Jim Byrne and Damien Brown, and eight of the best hoops in the land competing across a great day's racing. See them only at Doomben this Saturday. The Origin Jockey Series. For details, go to youbet.com or check your local form guides.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, wishes you a Merry Christmas.
And we're on this Christmas Eve previewing Rose Hill Gardens with Ray Thomas and Mike Fraser. We're up to race five now. Glenn Munsey from TAB. A big field lining up in the TAB Highway.
Yeah, as per normal. Well, this week's TAB Highway is a Class 3 over 1,500 metres. And Shutterbug is not there. It is a scratching, and the deduction there is 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Cool Cat Dancer has somehow, Larry's just gone onto a different page here. Come on, son, get back to it. Cool Cat Dancer's a $21 chance. I Told Georgie at $4.40. Moroccan Ruby out this morning, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Fireman Sam I Am out, no deduction. Poor Corner out, no deduction. Snappy 1.21. Circle Game with the blinkers off today at $4.80. Madame de Barn is a $3.60 favourite. Token of Love at 15, Black Dragon at 17, Force of Magic at 21. Van Halen is out the deduction, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Artistic Beauty at $8, Gatto Mondo at 71, Al Cabana with winkers on today at 11, Port Gold at 41. Louis Choice is out, no deduction. Chandana out, no deduction. In the TAB Highway, the best supported runner here, they're only interested in two runners. They're the two picks, Madame de Barn and Circle Game.
Speed in the race, well, a couple of scratchings have taken a little bit of the heat out of it. It's actually got a little bit messy, this speed map. But look, I've got Port Gold going forward with Token of Love. And Snappy One holding a spot from a good draw. And the other one, Cool Cat Dancer, also drawn wide, will press across and trying to get into the 1-1 spot. Then I had a bit of a bunch behind them. So, look, these have got the speed to sort of roll along, but not in numbers. There's only three or four going forward.
Yeah, so tempo, a slight concern from what I read into that, Mike. But, look, I'm going to stay with number three, I Told George. He's just drawn a little awkwardly here, so Blake Shin will need to do something early, make a decision, which he did last start when she won the Tab Highway. It was one of the best rides you'll see from Blake Shin that day. He was caught wide early, made the decision to go back and then rode for luck, and the mare was outstanding. She stormed through the field and ran down Artistic Beauty late to score, going away by a half length. She was only second up that day. She should strip even fitter for the 1500 here. And look, I think if she gets any sort of luck in running and ridden in a similar fashion, I can see number three, I Told Georgie, finishing over the top of her rivals again. The danger, definitely number nine, Madame Deban, coming out off consistent performances in Brisbane of late, and we know Matty Dunn and the Tab Highways. He's got the secret to them, drawn ideally in gate three here for Josh Parr, right in the mix. Number eight, Circle a Game. Glenn mentioned there had been some money for the Hugh Bowman mount. Matty Dale trained. It's very impressive first up. Can only improve off that. Drawn to get the gun run. Number 14, Artistic Beauty. Gets in with the claim after Jamie Innes Jr. Racing well this horse and should be right in the mix. I Told Georgie, Mike, we'll need luck in running, but it's got that powerful finishing burst. If we see the same mare who won at Rose Hill 2 weeks back, I think she's the horse to beat in the Tab Highway. 3, 9, 8... and 14.
You've certainly got the right jockey on board to try and overcome that awkward draw. Look, I've gone with the 8 here in Circle Game. Matty Dale trains this one out of Canberra. I thought it was pretty impressive winning first up there. It was only a class 2 over 1200, but overcame difficulties, was in a pocket early in the straight, and when it eventually balanced up and got clear running, it really did attack the line to arrive on time, but was really strong through it, and they went past the post, and it was like 3 or 4 lengths in front of them. Second up, 1,500. Not a real concern. He's given it 29 days to get its fitness levels back up. Dry track, Hughie Bowman, get the right run. I think it'll be hard to stitch. I thought 9 was the danger, Madame Deban. Nice improvement, all three runs up there in Queensland. I thought it was terrific the other day at Eagle Farm in that 1,600-metre class 3 where it was made to do plenty of work. Up in the firing line, 3 and 4 wide throughout. Maps well, getting back to a dry track. All bonuses for it, and I see it running well. 14, Artistic Beauty. She's been sound all four runs this prep. The latest in a class 2 over 1,400 behind I Told George was good. Probably go back to last. That's the only negative for me, but look for it to be running on strongly. And number 16, El Cabana, I'll throw it in for fourth. It's been pretty good. All runs this prep. Was a close third in that same race last start behind I Told George and was getting to the line nicely. Good competitive race, but I'm 8, 9, 14 and 16.
Nine's the fancy for Darren Flindell, for Matt Dunn, Madame Labine to beat 8, 3 and 16. 9, 8, 3 and 16 for Darren in the Tab Highway Race 5. How long have they been going, Ray, the Tab Highways?
Yeah,
is it over a year? Or?
Yeah, 14 months. October 14 last months, year they started, so yeah, runaway been, success.
Yeah, they have been for sure. Let's move now to, there'll be a few enjoying these ones during the day and particularly tomorrow.
Yes, Andrew, they will be, because it's the Merry Christmas from James Bogue Premium, of course, from Lion there. Good morning to Dougie May and all the boys there at Lion Company. And their race here today has Gold Ambition as the toppy. Bjorn thinks he's got a very, very good chance listening to him this morning. And it is currently a $6.50 chance. Hursley is at $35. Cabeza de Vaca at $4 and makes it favourite. Hogman A came out yesterday, 13 cents a win and nothing the place. Classic Uniform is a $10 chance. Can I Have at 21. Heartlings at $4.80. Kandinsky at $4.60. Intrepid Way out, no deduction. Ari Gold out this morning, 4 cents a win and nothing the place. King Darcy at 9. No Pushover at 26. And Pepperberry is a $11 chance. Not a real busy betting race here. Cabeza de Vaca did go up $6, and that made it third pick. I think you'll find that that price will equal favourites equally. Well, Hogman A and Kandinsky, 5 a pair. Cabeza de Vaca went up $6. It's now the outright favourite at 4, and he was into favourite even before Hogman A came out. Second pick is the toppy in Gold Ambition. As much as $13 was bet about him. And third pick is Heartlings.
Speed in the race, well, Cabeza de Vaca and Classic Uniform will roll forward. I heard Josh Parr interviewed earlier in the week. He was saying this is one of his better rides, and he hinted that he was going to roll straight to the front on it. So I think one of those two will sort the lead out. Pepperbury will hold a spot in behind. And, of course, King Darcy, it's also widely drawn. It'll definitely go forward, but I think it'd give up the lead and maybe settle one out, one back, with Hartlings just behind them. But possibly number three taking up the running here, Ray.
Yeah, Cabeza de Vaca, and gee, was good second up at Wyong, wasn't he? He dashed to the front early, that high cruising speed that he's got, and just put a margin on his rivals, won by over four lengths, ran good time on a soft five that day. He's third up this afternoon out to the 1500. His two previous wins had been at 1,600 metres, so he's definitely going to be even better suited getting out to the slightly longer trip. And as Mike suggests, he'll just jump straight to the front, bowl along at that good high cruising speed he's got, and he'll be really tough to run down. I think he'll win again, number three, Cabeza de Vaca. The danger, I thought, was number eight, Kandinsky. We heard from Michael Hawkes earlier, Mike, and this horse has just had no luck at all this prep. And if run of the race stuff goes his way, Kandinsky's right in the mix. He's formed a lot better than it looked last start. He was slow out, got home late to run a good fifth, and it continued his good, consistent form this prep without winning. He stays under notice. Number seven, Hartlings. She's had the two runs back and a liked her effort last start when she was just beaten by Girls Sunday. She's ready to win now, Hartlings. She's right in the mix here. And number one, Gold Ambition, third up today and third up last prep. He ran third to Le Romaine and Press Statement in a Group 1 Randwick Guineas back in the autumn. So if he runs up to that sort of form, he'd be really hard to beat in this. Couple of concerns I do have, though, Mike. He's still at the 1500. I think he's a horse he may appreciate getting out a little bit further. And that winning strike rate, just the one win from 15 starts, as Bjorn Baker said earlier, he wants this horse to start winning. He'll certainly be in the mix today. I'm not ruling him out, though, by any means. In the sixth, I've got three, Cabeza de Vaca on top from 8, 7, and 1.
And another really good little race with plenty of depth to it. I have Bjorn Baker's right because I've tipped this Gold Ambition. I think it could be his race today. Poor winning strike rate, I do concede, 1 from 15, but it's when all things align up for the horse, he has a tendency to produce his best. Both runs this campaign have been good. It was a close second last start, this track and distance. And you made the point, Ray, at third up last prep, he was awesome in the Randwick Guineas by Le Romaine. And the previous preparation, a third up, he went terrific in the good mile race there at Newcastle. I concede it's only 1,500 today, but if he can, with the claim, if he can get into the right spot, third up, I think he can produce his best and be hard to hold out. Seven Hartlings, the danger. He's been good up on the speed both runs his preparation. He was good behind Girl Sunday last start. He's only run at this track and distance, produced a good win, and he certainly does map quite well. Eight for third, Kandinsky. He's been a heartbreak horse for me. I've been on him his last two starts, but he continues to run great races. He stormed home against a double bias last start. It's just whether that's going to be the same pattern he encounters today, but that's a wait and see. I mean, if the closes are suited today, he could finish up being one of the better bets of the day. That's his how well the horse is going. And for fourth, number 13 down the bottom, Pepperbury. This mare has also ran on quite well against the double bias at Rose Hill last start in a different race, but certainly should map well today. So open to improvement. Great little race. I'm hoping Gold Ambition can get win number two on board to beat 7, 8 and 13.
So too is Darren Flindell. He goes Gold Ambition number one to beat 8, 7 and 11. 1, 8, 7, 11 in race number six. Race seven here. Wonder what price Snoopy is right now. Let's get the market with Glenn Munsey for the December handicap.
Yeah, we start with Ecuador returning today as a $10 chance. Religified, $3.30. Snippets Land at 10. That's a Good Idea at 21. Backman is a $5.50 chance. Dances on Stars at 23. Snoopy is the $2.50 favourite. We go Off the Rails at 41, and Dylan's Rojo is a $26 chance. Best supported runner easily here is Snoopy. Went up $3 equal favourite with the Religify on Wednesday. It's got nine times the amount of money that Religify's got on it. It's been 3 into 250. Second pick, little separating Snippets Land and Religify, but a long, long, long way away from Snoopy.
That's another really good race. There's plenty can go on here. We've got Religify, obviously it'll roll forward and more than likely take up the running. Dylan's Rojo drawn outside, it'll cruise across. That's a good idea. I'm back onto a dry track, up to 1400 for the first time in a long while. It's bound to hold its spot. Ecuador won't be too far away, and I suspect Snoopy will try and sit outside it. I don't think Snoopy's going to press for the lead today, because I think, you know, with natural front runners in the race, I think it'll give up and take a set.
And he'll get the right run again, I think, Mike Snoopy. This horse is just in tremendous form at the moment. He was really good at Rose Hill, two starts back, beating Unequivocal, and then Team Hawk sent this horse to Melbourne, as they often do. They found a suitable race for him at Flemington. He won again. He returns to Rose Hill, 1,400 metres, gets him in 54.5. Admittedly, this is he's meeting some good, tough season sprinters here, but he's rock-hard fit, home track. Track conditions suit, should get the right run again. I think he ticks all the boxes, number 7, Snoopy, to make it a hat-trick. The danger, definitely number 2, Religify. You'd love to own this horse. He's developed into a really consistent season sprinter. 22 starts so far in his career, 8 wins, 7 placings, and he comes into this race in terrific form again, winning at Rose Hill back in November. A month between runs, but he's a good, tough horse, Religify. He'll be hard to beat. Snippets Land, Mike, I think it's over. Is it the $10 that Glenn mentioned earlier? I know he's had a month between runs as well, but his last start effort was an eye-catcher when he resumed at Rose Hill behind Lunar Rise. And on the firm track here, second up, had a nice soft trial in between. Snippets Land at $10. It could be the knockout horse. And number 5, Backman, had the 2 runs back this prep, gets out to the 1,400 metres today. That'll suit him. His last start effort in Curo Starlight was an eye-catcher. He's in the mix. Another good competitive race here, Mike, but number 7, Snoopy's weighed to win. Should get the right run. He's the horse to beat. In race 7, 7, Snoopy on top from 2, 3 and 5.
Yeah, I thought this race may represent a little bit of value. I've had a bit of a throw at the stumps here with number 6 in Dances on Stars. Now, his first 2 runs were mediocre, but that's a normal pattern for this horse. He showed a return to form last start at Eagle Farm when they took him up there. He was in a handicap. He was back and wide throughout. He did get to the best part of the track, but he kept getting to the line strongly for a really good closing third. Now, he's fourth up. He's got a lovely pattern fourth up. He's got figures in previous preparations in Group 2 races where he's raced really well. Now, I do concede he doesn't win often, but when the stars align and when he's got no weight in his back, he can put in a good run, and he does like Rose Hill, so he's returning to Rose Hill. He on top, Religify for second. He had that tiny setback. It's been, 5 weeks between runs. He's performed well off a similar stat before. He's as tough as they come. He can run the trip. He gets a dry surface, which he needs. He's no good in the wet. And with the claim on his back, he gets in with 57 kilos, so he will take plenty of running down. 9 for third, another roughie, Dylan's Rojo. Comes off a Muswellbrook Cup win 2 starts back. Then he went to a mile race at Coffs on a wet track, which were all negatives for him. He performed poorly. He's another horse that can bounce back, and sitting outside the lead with Brett Nebdullah on board, he can run a cheeky race. No knock on Snoopy at all. He's won impressively his last 2 starts. They were both peak runs. My only concern is he sort of was up here in Sydney, then down to Melbourne, then back to Sydney, and he's got to peak a third time with all that travel. Now, I can see the horses are the Hawks team are masters at it, but just that's the only slight negative for me. It could come and blow them away if they've got him cherry right, because both wins are outstanding. 6, 2, 9 and 7.
I think Gerald Ryan was equally as keen as you this morning, Mike. When we spoke to him earlier, he said the big key was just getting that claim and getting down to no weight.
Well, look, he's funny like that. I went through his form, and whenever he gets into a race with a nice light weight, and whenever he comes from an interstate run back to Rose Hill, he seems to grow a leg. So the combination of those 2 things, plus a dry track, I thought he could run well.
Understand. Darren Flindell goes 7, Snoopy, to be 2, 1 and 4. 7, 2, 1 and 4. Righto, Glenn. The hashtag, the racer's handicap, is the next one. Race 8.
Hoping for the toppy here. Someone give me one for Christmas. Brewery at $21. Careless at $9. Star Wars is a $21 chance. Sir Plush, $3.80 in favourite. Rock Milady at $21. We're Sure, $9.50. Quantrill at $12. Dark Steel at $5.50. Invincible Knights are scratching. 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. And as Ray said, it's entered for Ramwick on Monday. Sonic Swish at $6.50. Hand from Above at $8.50. Choice Lager outnoted. Production. Louis CK 21, No Bad Blood at $51. Not a bad betting race this. Easily the best supported runner is Sonic Swish here. for Tommy Berry. Second pick, Hand from Above. Third pick, Sir Plush. And fourth pick is Wareshaw.
Speed in the race. Well, Brewery from a better draw will push forward and hold a spot. Then you've got Sir Plush and Dark Steel, both drawn wide. They'll work forward, whether they press on and cover Brewery or not, I'm not sure. But they're the three I've got. Then you've got horses like Quantrill and the bottom one, No Bad Blood, trying to posse up just behind them. But, look, it should be a truly run race with Brewery and those two wide runners sorting the lead.
Yeah, I like number four, Sir Plush, Mike. I think Brenton Abdul will be aggressive again, as they've ridden Sir Plush these last two starts, and he's gone enormous both times. I know he was beaten favourite narrowly in each, but his runs were full of merit. He was just caught by choice we had at Rosehill on the 19th, and then last start on December 3, over the 1500, he led for a long way before Redoutable Heart just ambushed him late. He was very, very game, as he has been all prep, and coming back slightly in trip to the 1350, I think it's actually a plus for Sir Plush. And on these firm tracks, which he performs at his best, he's rock hard fit and he'll take a lot of running down today. I think he'll win number four, Sir Plush, to beat two horses who come out of the same race who had absolutely no luck last start in the race won by Isa Rich at Rose Hill. Mark Van Gestel, the chief steward, actually made mention of number 11, Hand from Above, and number 13, Louis C.K. They both went to the line hard held. That was a bunched finish. Hand from Above ran fifth first up. It was an eye catcher. Louis C.K., the form guides read, he ran 11th of the 13, but the horse was bolting in behind and would have finished a lot closer. These two horses are full of ability. They're getting well at the weights, and I think they'll be hard to beat at odds. Number two, Careless on the quick backup. He was really tough last week in that fight with Sabino Speed along the entire Randwick straight. He was just edged out. He's third up today. Mark Newnham, the trainer, told us earlier the horses performed well in the quick backup previously, and importantly, he's drawn the gate, the inside barrier. He'll get the gun run this afternoon. Should be hard to beat. But number four, Sir Plush, in race eight, Mike, having a tremendous preparation, racing consistently, he's the horse to catch. 4, 11, 13 and 2.
Yeah, this back half of this program's really tough, and you know, none more so than this race here. There's any number of ways you could go. I've gone with number six here in Wareshaw, trained by Peter and Paul Snowden. Blake Shin on board. He's first up. He's had two lovely trials. Was up on the speed in his first trial, was given a really quiet time in his most recent trial, both at Randwick. His fresh form was terrific. He's won three from three fresh. He's got a beautiful draw. Blake Shin can just sort of navigate his way, and, you know, ride to the pattern of the day. And I think, you know, if he follows that, he's, as I say, three from three fresh, and improvement between each of them, each of the preparations too, which is another good sign. I'm going to lean towards him to beat the 10, Sonic Swish. Look, he's only won one race in five runs his preparation, but he's been luckless in a number of them. He ran on well against the double bias last start. That was here at Rose Hill, over 1,200 metres. Gets out to the 1,350 here. That should help him. As I say, it's just whether the run of the race stuff is going to suit him. But, you know, if the run-ons are suited, I'm sure he can acquit himself well. 13, Louis C.K. was on it the other day, as Ray said. Just was in a pocket all the way up the straight. No fault of the jock, just in that big field. Mm. Just couldn't get clear running and seemed to have plenty to offer. And the other one there I thought that went well first up was Star Wars, number three. Ran on against the double bias in that race behind Ziggy Willie. Really did get to the line strongly, and the 1350 should suit. Another tough, tough race, race eight, but I'm 6, 10, 13 and 3.
And just explain the terminology. I know Duff asks you occasionally, the double bias.
Oh, well, if you've got a track that's, say, favouring the on paces and on the inside, and you get a horse that settles back off the speed and wide, so it's got to make its run around the outside in inferior ground where the on paces are getting the favours. So it can work the other way too. You can come up the inside in the worst ground. So if the leaders are suited, that's one bias, and if the inside is suited, that's another bias. So if you're forced to go the opposite to both of those, it becomes a double bias.
Understand, great explanation. The Darren Flindell tip is Careless number two. to beat 4, 10 and 7. 2, 4, 10 and 7. Always working hard against a double bias is Glenn Munsey.
Leave him alone.
Well, he picked on me earlier. You've got three or four biases against you, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got bad barriers. I've got bar plates on. I've got, you know, I need lace. Yeah. I need Lasix.
And the best of all,
cranky wife,
the tongue tie.
Oh. might need a tongue control bit. The last here is the Tab Handicap. Keep it up, Andrew, and we might start withdrawing our sponsorships here. El Lou is a $12 chance in the last here. We get to Ziggy Willie running here in preference to Brisbane at $4.80. Pioneering at $5.50. Timeless Prince with the blinkers off at $81. Esteban with the blinkers off at $14. Gold Symphony comes back 2 stone lighter as a gelding, but they've taken the weakers off as well because you've got nothing to look at now, at $12. Walier is out, no deduction. Cadiro at $21. Warjet is a scratching, no deduction. Avon Arco out, the deduction, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place came out yesterday. Suspense with winkers on at $8. Open Book at $19. Perfect Dare, scratch from Brisbane, to run here at $6.50. Disgraceful, Andrew's Attitude, at the deduction there, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Isa Rich came out Wednesday, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Madotti came out Friday after running at Wyong, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Magic Alibi at $9. Lady Zhivago is an $18 chance. LMNOP with the nose roll on at $16. I Striker, an $81 chance. Well, those that are left in the last here, the best supported runner is actually Gold Symphony, coming back as a gelding off that trial, in front of Perfect Dare only just. Magic Alibi becomes third pick now, and fourth pick becomes Ziggy Willie. But I think they were holding off here just to see what happened with Ziggy Willie.
Well, you'd think with this sort of reasonably big field, last race, 1,200 metres, that they'd absolutely fly in this, but it doesn't seem to be a great deal of pressure, especially in numbers. We've got LMNOP, Ice Striker and Open Book. I think they're the three that'll go forward. Then Perfect Dare and Magic Alibi trying to find a spot behind them. The rest of them really, including Ziggy, they have a tendency to want to, you know, take a sit. So, look, I think those three, LMNOP, Ice Striker and Open Book, will sort the lead out, but I don't really see them thundering along here.
And a tough race, isn't it, Mike, to finish the day off? Look, I've come to back to number 11, Suspense, for a couple of reasons here. I know it's been a little bit costly, this prep, and it's had a little freshen up since its last start effort when it ran fourth behind Grunderside and Curo, but it was a strong form race. Curo since won at stakes level, and Snoopy was third that day, and he's gone on and won successive races since. Suspense was hitting the line nicely on that occasion. His previous form had been sound without winning. Now, the key to this horse, though, last preparation, Mike, he had a 7-week let-up between runs after it won at Canterbury and then came out and won very well at Warwick Farm. So Team Snowden following a similar pattern here with Suspense. I take your point about the tempo here. It's drawn gate 6 now and shouldn't be too far off the speed. And, look, at the odds, I think it's worth the gamble, number 11, Suspense, in a really tough race. Number 2, Ziggy Willie, well, its form is just tremendous at the moment. It's really struck a purple patch, and he was outstanding last start. His closing sectionals at Rose Hill, terrific. He could easily go 3 straight here. He's definitely the one to beat. If you like Ziggy Willie, you've got to include number 13, Perfect Dare. Led for a long way last start until Ziggy Willie swamped him, but drew an awkward barrier that day, had to be used up early. Today's drawn ideally. Perfect Dare will be up on speed without using too much petrol. Should be hard to beat. And I'm giving number 19, LMNOP, another chance. Last start from a wide barrier, couldn't get across, was 3 and 4 wide, facing the breeze all the way. There were genuine excuses on that occasion. Drawn the inside gate today, should get the gun run, could improve out of sight at odds. And Open Book also, a $19 chance Glenn mentioned earlier, I think is over the odds. Tough race the last, 11 Suspense each way from 2, 13 and 19.
I think you've assessed that race quite nicely. I'm with you, Suspense, and pretty much for all the reasons you said. You dug out that little nugget of form there, mid-race barrier trial, off a break, reacted beautifully last preparation to produce a career best win at Warwick Farm. The most recent run was good, as you said, behind Grunderzig, with Curo and Snoopy franking the form. From that draw, with the winkers going on, maybe 3 pairs back, gets into the right running line. It's going to be really hard to beat. I thought the danger was a 12 Open Book here as a bit of a roughie. This horse has had two runs from a short let up of 42 days. They've both been sound enough. Now, the key to this horse's chances is the dry track. If this track is nice and dry, and the only other riff I will put in, if he can just get across and get into a decent spot with cover early, I think this horse can run you a real cheeky race at a bit of a price. So you know, a couple of things need to fall his way. But if he gets into the right spot, he should have some energy for the end of the race. 11 to beat 12, 13 Perfect Dare. It was been good up on the speed all three runs. He was a good second behind Ziggy Willie last start, and he looks certain to get a charm run here, third or fourth offence. And for fourth, number two, no knock on the Ziggy. He did get things to suit him the other day. He got a hot pace up front. He got back. He stormed down the centre in the best ground. It's just a matter of whether he's going to get those same circumstances to suit today. But if that does unfold, there's no reason why he can't race well again. Good tough race to finish the day. I'm 11, 12, 13 and 2.
Well, Darren Flindell goes for the Alibi, number 17, Magic Alibi, to be 2, 13 and 11. 17, 2, 13 and 11 in the last there for Darren. He likes Pipeline as his best, race 2, number 1. What about you, Mike? What are you going to leave us with?
Look, I think the short price brigade, the only one that I'm really keen on all day is Archie Barber. I just think he'll roll to the front and take a lot of running down. But look, I'm really hopeful that Dances on Stars is going to race well in race 7, especially seeing Gerald gave it a bit of a push. So race 7, number 6 on an each-way basis, and race 2, number 3, straight out.
Mate, Merry Christmas to you and your entire family. I hope it's a beauty tomorrow, mate.
Thanks, boys. You too. And Ray, Glenn, best of luck for the rest of the year, and we'll see you in the new year.
Thanks, Mike.
We're going to see you on Monday. Don't go too far away.
Boxing Day, Mike.
There's a few work days left yet, you know.
Hello. You're breaking up.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just about to go and finish the form for Monday.
Your name's not Duffersy.
What a grub he's turned out to be. Seriously. No, serious.
He's back next Saturday, Mike.
He went to go to Hong Kong for one day, so he said, well, I'll have 2 weeks off before that just to ease into it.
He
ate that much food over there, they've had to send him to the fat farm, I think. It's a joke, the bloke.
Merry Christmas, Ronnie.
He's doing all his Santa visits.
Thank you, mate.
See you, boys.
See
you.
Mike Fraser there.
Want to find some big chimneys.
Describing Ron as a grub. Fair dinkum. Come on. Ray, what about you, mate?
Yeah, race 6, number 3, Cabeza de Vaca, and Into Suspense each way the last. Race 9, number 11. Merry Christmas, Andrew and Glenn. I hope Santa is kind, and Merry Christmas to all our listeners tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
Good on you, Ray, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ray Thomas and Mike Fraser completing their preview, and as I say, they're going to be back on Monday as well to look at the big Summer Cup meeting. Glenn, stick around, come back with you and look at Melbourne in a moment. Brett Devine is joining us from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew, to Munns and all the punters, and on behalf of our CEO, Darren Pearce, and the board, a very Merry Christmas to everyone, including the punters out there.
And you've got plenty on today at Rose Hill, and then, of course, the backup on Boxing Day on Monday.
Yeah, it's a real busy time, Andrew, but a real fun time, and I guess plenty of opportunities and variety for people. We've got Rose Hill Gardens today and those fabulous facilities, a big meeting, great weather for the day today, and then, of course, Monday, Boxing Day, a recovery day, I suppose, for plenty of people, and free entry for international passport holders and those visitors to Sydney. And then, of course, we go through the weekend on New Year's Eve, I should say, at Canterbury Park, and then a meeting on the Monday, the 2nd, at Royal Randwick again. So plenty of different opportunities for people to enjoy the races, and lots of fun, relaxed atmosphere out there, and this great time of the year to be with family and friends. And a very quick reminder, Andrew, that people can now either join the ATC or renew their membership. It's less than $10 a week, and if you're really struggling for a late Christmas present, why don't you jump online today and throw that in? Good value.
Yeah, exactly. No, and you'll get it straight away, all the details there on the website, re-membership. It's a great thing to do because you've got four city tracks, particularly Rose Hill and Randwick, but the others are there too, Warwick Farm and Canterbury, and Canterbury's offering up so much with night racing that you can enjoy going into the new year. Brett, we thank you for your time there, mate. Have a safe and Merry Christmas tomorrow. And we'll talk again on Monday.
Thanks very much, Andrew, and Merry Christmas again to you and everybody, and especially good luck to all the punters.
Good on you, Brett. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. By the way, don't forget, in an hour's time, 7 days a week at 10 o'clock, you get your leading New South Wales preview, and Paul Joyce will be on air at 10 to look at every race at Rose Hill.
When the traffic's going nowhere and you're stuck, then get carried away. Imagine you're relaxing with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Your local Westfield is open Boxing Day, so come Monday you can stock up on everything Santa missed with a huge day of offers. For Boxing Day opening hours, visit westfield.com.au. Anzac Bridge is crawling at the moment as everyone heads to the fish markets in Pyrmont today. No surprise there. Special event Clearways, both sides of Pyrmont Bridge until 7 tonight. It's a struggle to International Terminal. Marsh Street in particular is really slow going, and delays on Military Road approaching Spit Road, and Spit Road itself toward Manly is getting much busier. Get caught using a mobile phone illegally this Christmas holiday period and you'll face double the consequences. Double the merits are in force until midnight Monday, January 2, so think twice. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Duplass, wishing each and every one of you all the best for Christmas and a happy, healthy and successful new year, and may Santa bring you plenty of winners.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
At the new look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, the best jockeys in Australasia will be riding for pride in the Origin Jockey Series. Round two continues this Saturday with Ty Angland and Dylan Dunn, Jim Byrne and Damien Brown, and eight of the best hoops in the land competing across a great day's racing. See them only at Doomben this Saturday. The Origin Jockey Series. For details, go to youbet.com or check your local form guides.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be a part of the $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details.
And time now to have a look at Hillside, the Sandown meeting there. The track at the moment is a good four. Now, there's been some... I'll bring Mark Hunter into this first up. Yeah, good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
You live on the beach side, and you had some pretty quick rain that fell, what was it, close to an hour ago?
Yeah, look, we had... There was none on the radar, really. Then it just came up a bit of almost like flash flooding for about 10 or 15 minutes. But just looking at the weather map, it looks like it might have kicked an absolute goal and missed Sandown.
Yeah.
There's rain up above it. There's rain down below it. So I don't know if Sandown...
No, they haven't yet. Tim Bailey's literally just texted me. He said they haven't received anything. Looking at the radar, I think we may miss it or only get a light shower. And he's going to let us know if they do that. So at this stage, Mark, they've missed what you copped.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look or trying to picture where Sandown is. I think it's near Springvale or somewhere out that way. So
yeah,
they might be lucky and they might miss it, Andrew.
Okay, well, the track's a good four. It's meant to be... Is it still hot?
Yes.
Okay, so it's meant to be 33 degrees in Melbourne. These are the scratchings. Race one is clear. Race two, take out four and six. Race three, number seven. Race four, take out one, four and 14. Race 5, take out number 8. Race 6, the scratchings are 12 and 13. Race 7, 4 and 15. And race 8, take out 2, 4, 6, 11, 14 and 16. Now, take note, we've got two jockeys that we required. Is it Ryan Maloney? No, one's Ryan Maloney. That's race 2. Number 6 is now Dean Yendall. Dean Yendall, race 2. Sorry, hang on, where am I going? Race 2, number 7, is Dean Yendall. And then go across to race 6, number 2, Dubai King, is Jack Martin claiming 3. Race 6, number 2, Jack Martin claiming 3. So there are a couple of late replacements there as we welcome in Dean Lester. Morning to you, Dean.
Hello, Andrew.
I was doing myself in there, but race 2, number 7, is definitely Dean Yendall. Now, you're not far from Sandown, a little bit under it, obviously. We'll just have to monitor that quick downpour, but it sounds like they're going to miss it.
Well, certainly you couldn't even imagine it here, Andrew. It's bright sunshine. So it's amazing that it's only an hour down the road that it could be raining. Yeah,
could be raining, yeah, for sure. All right, Glenn Munsey's with us for the markets from TAB Fixed Odds, tab.com.au. What about the first here, Glenn, at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, the three-year-old fillies here in Victim Domina is a $3.80 chance. Alma's Rossa at $8. Phil Champagne at $1.90 in favourite. Lavani at $10. Ardra Storm at 16, Wasabi at 16, Love in the City 14, and Mac Attack's a $19 chance. Best supported runner here is actually the top Ian in Victim Domina, but it's a drifter. $3.50 out to $3.80. Now, Phil Champagne hasn't been massive amounts of money for it. In fact, it's only third pick, but it's been $2.50 into $1.90.
Okay, geez. Dean, which one?
Look, I've tipped Fee Champagne, Andrew, but my little concern is, if you're taking such a short quote, is she's been up a long time. She's back to fillies grade here. She's been running against the mares, and she's been running really well. If you just looked in isolation on her form, you'd say she's the one to beat. I just hope she's got another good run in her with the claim here for Beau Merton. She's well suited. Invicta Domino ran good time in winning last start and should ride the speed here as well. Elmer's Rossa comes off two wins on her home track, now gets blinkers on here, can be competitive, and loving the city next best, who was scratched from Wednesday for this. 3-1-2-7.
Yeah, not much to add here. The same trifecta in that order. I think number three, Foo Champagne's the one to beat. Dropping back to the three-year-olds, I certainly don't want to take odds on, but looks like it can roll forward, probably take up the lead, if not be sitting second or third, and control the race to beat number one in Victim Domina, who won well last time, will also push forward with the claim. I've got two Elmer's Rossa coming off beating the older horses, getting the blinkers on, will be running on. And number four, Lavani, who's just completely turned its form around. It looked basically hopeless its first few starts, and then it's come back. The last two look good. It can sit behind them and might run a place. 3-1-2-4.
Okay, and for Greg Miles, he likes two Elmer's Rossa to beat 3-1-7. 2-3-1-7 in the first. I should also ask, Dean, they race there on Wednesday, and the rail goes out to 4 metres today on this track.
Yeah, they always sort of edge off a bit around that turn, Andrew, and it raced pretty well, actually. The inside held up pretty well on Wednesday, but they usually just, that long straight, they seem to fan on straightening and just pick their own path from wherever.
Understand. All right, to race two here, Glenn. This is over the sprint trip, 1,000 metres.
Yeah, and the Invincible Al here, the toppy, a $3.60 chance. Capanello at $6. Mr. Sneaky, the favourite, at $2.25. Gwenoir is out. Then we've got Shot at the Reward at $10. Apache Harry out. Fairly Crafty, $71. Cask at $17. And Pearl Congenial, a $6.50 chance. Best supported runner here, the top in Invincible Al. Well, in a full field, went up $4. It's into $3.60, but Genoir was a $9 chance. Apache Harry was a 101 chance. So it is still a genuine firmer. Second pick dollar-wise is Capanello. Third pick is actually Shot at the Reward. And fourth pick is the favourite, Mr. Sneaky.
Mark, which way? Race two.
I can't work out why it's not favourite, Andrew. The top pick, Invincible L. I think it's the best bet of the day. I think it was a terrific winner two starts ago. Then last time down the straight, it just had no cover the whole way. Over 1,200 metres, that's not how to ride the horse. It'll be tucked in behind the speed here, set by Pearl Congenial. It just needs half-decent luck in the straight. I think it's better than them, and I think it'll just run past them and win. Second pick, number nine, Pearl Congenial. It will pounce on the lead from gate one. It's got the claim for Mitch Aitken. It'll take a stack of running down. I thought two Capanello, one okay there last time. It's got a place chance. And I suppose number three, Mr. Sneaky's got a chance. It's totally poison odds for mine, but I suppose it's got some chance. I think one will win from 9, 2 and 3.
I totally agree. I think Invincible L's the one to beat. He was very good winning two starts back. He was really good again last start, but he's better suited at the 1,000 as a run-on sprinter, and I think he'll win. Pearl Congenial, a 1,000-metre horse in a 1,000-metre race. She's going to give a good sight with a light weight. Put her in for second. I've put the first starter in for third, Shot at the Reward. I think he's had two jump outs and shown progression in those jump outs, and I think he could be competitive on debut, and I have no understanding of why Mr. Sneaky's so short, but he ran well first up, but looks as though he needs further rather than coming back in distance. I've got him next best, 1.953.
And Greg Miles likes the toppy as well. Invincible L number one to beat 3, 9, and 2. 1, 3, 9, and 2. Hey, Glenn.
Andrew, guess what? The boys are listening in the office. It was 360 Invincible L. You know what price it is now? $3.70. It has gone out. Mark's tipped it a good thing. Dino's tipped it on top. Greg Miles has tipped it on top. It has drifted from 360 to 370 in the period of time that the two gentlemen that we have on, our experts, tipped it basically as a good thing.
And what's doing with Mr. Sneaky? What price?
It firmed 225 to 220.
Righto.
Well, and Andrew. Yeah. Dino, Talia Hope, wasn't she restricted from riding in the city 10 days ago?
She was. She's obviously come good very quickly.
Yeah, it might be a Christmas present.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah, wait, what's the situation there? You have to ride a certain number of... I know you can't claim four in the city.
I didn't understand it in the first place because she'd actually ridden in town.
Yeah.
And then, but it was a Saturday Flemington meeting. I don't know why there was a difference there, but in the last couple of weeks she's obviously fulfilled the obligations that allows her to ride Saturday city meetings.
Anyway, she's there today on Invincible L. It'll be interesting to see the market, how that plays for the rest of the day.
We'll put it this way. There's $429, $456 gone on it since it went out to $3.70. So at least our listeners are
people
taking
are on.
$509 at the moment. So going up all the time.
Righto. Let's move to race three here. Another race out of the 1,000-metre shoot.
Yes, and we start with Big Real here as a $13 chance. Lucky Symbol at $51. Quorum, a $15 chance. Crystal Dreamer at $3.70. Dance with Fontaine at $8.50. Rich Charm at $5. Military is out. Prussian Vixen at $16. Amadeus, the favourite, at $2.90. I'm a Flying Star at $18. Kentucky Flyer is a $34 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is Rich Charm, and it's a drifter. Four, opened 460 this morning, is now five. It has double the investment on it than any other runner. Second pick is Crystal Dreamer. It's been 370 to 360, back to 370. Next pick is actually I'm a Flying Star, who went up 10, was 17 this morning, is now 18. I'm trying to work out what the firmer is. It's Amadeus. 4 to 3.10 this morning, now $2.90, but only sits fourth pick.
Okay, Dean, for you, race three.
Yeah, Andrew, look, I'm a fan of Amadeus. I think he's a promising horse. He ran well first up. My little query is that he stays at 1,000 metres, but he gets the weight turnaround on Crystal Dreamer, and I think that was a pretty solid race at Werribee. It was a hard day to gauge performances because there was such a bias to the inside, and he was a fair bit wider on the track, Amadeus. So I'm going to go with him, even though he's staying at the 1,000 from Crystal Dreamer. But I think both horses went very well at Werribee. Rich Charm's got the form through Spieth at the end of last campaign, resumes here off a good trial. He looks ready to go. And Dance with Fontaine, who just gets a pretty good run. This is a bit harder, but she seems to have come up okay. 9, 4, 6, and 5.
Yeah, number six for me, Rich Charm. He's just a beauty, this horse. He had a terrific campaign last time in down the straight. He's trialled well recently. Was scratched from a recent meeting, but listening to the trainer on radio, nothing certainly seems wrong with the horse. I think he'll park midfield. A good ride for Ben Allen to roar down the middle and beat number nine, Amadeus. Certainly good at Werribee. The bias didn't help it. Just might need further, but going to be strong late. Four, Crystal Dreamer won that race. It's got a great hope again. And I thought three, Quorum, trialled well up the back straight at Sandown. Looks ready to go first up. 6, 9, 4, and 3.
Greg Miles likes Amadeus number 9 to beat 5, 4, and 6. 9, 5, 4, and 6 in race number 3. Race 4, this is over the 1800. Glenn and the toppy comes out.
Yes, so we'll start with number 2, Tears of Joy at $9. Domino Vitale is the favourite at $3.20. Tavi Bay is out. Fair and Equitable, 18. Genio at 8. Lopetega at $9.50, Firebird Flyer at $16, Van Dancer at $9.50, Ashley Marie at $8, My Sanctuary at $8, Mount Omai at $11, Rokeby Red a $41 chance, More Spark is a scratching, and there is no more. Probably one of the quieter betting races on the day, but they've only got eyes for Domino Vitale here. Realistically, just under half the investment on the race is on it. With Catulan in the race at $13 and Tavi Bay at $13, it went up $6.50, was into $3.30 by last night. It went up $3.20 this morning, remains at that price.
Mark, race four?
Oh, it's a hard race, Andrew. This one I'll go for a horse that very rarely wins, had a lot of racing, number 2, Tears of Joy. I just think, look, it's coming out of much better races. That Gallic Chieftain race is a beauty. It ran well there again. It's back to 1,800 metres, which is probably not ideal. it'll settle back in the pack. As I say, it doesn't win very often, but it's good each way odds, and I think it's got terrific form for the race. Got three Domino Vitalis, very hard to beat, just has to run the 1,800 metres. 11 My Sanctuary, maybe one run away, but ran well last time. And 6 Genio just got too far back last time. It's got a chance. Tough race, 2, 3, 11 and 6.
Yeah, I think the hardest race of the day. I'm going to go with Genio. I was keen on her at Flemington, and I just think too far out of position there. And I just think an aggressive senior rider in Dean Yendall just might put her into the race and give her a chance, number 6, to beat 3 Domino Vitali, who's racing well. She's got a chance again. Van Dancer, I think, will be up on the speed with the minimum weight and give a sight. And Mount Ome's had a freshen up since the spring. I like the recent jump out at Flemington. She can certainly be very competitive. But, a really tough race, Andrew. 6-3-9-12.
And for Greg Miles, he goes the 11 My Sanctuary to beat 3-10-6. A few different numbers there as well. 11-3-10-6 in a toughie, race 4. Race 5 is the Swetnam Stud Championship here. And the favourite's number 1 here, I would say.
Oh, well done, Andrew. You've done the form. Burning Front, you're talking about, at $2.25. Actually in from $2.50 already today.
Okay.
There was one bet there. I think it was 7,000 at the $2.50. I'll go back and check that for you. Extra Zero, he's back today. Great boy. He's a $19 chance. What price is the place? Oh, $3.50. Tried and Tied at 19. Golden Main at 17. Sovereign Nation at 4. Aeroline at $4.80. Inspector at $34. Star Fortune is a scratching, and Bassett is a $6 chance. Well, probably the best supported runner at any stage of the day on the program, Burning Front. He did go up $2.80. Star Fortune went up a $13 chance. He was into $2.50, as I said this morning, now $2.25. Second pick is Aeroline, and great to see there's 8 runners just for those extra zero place punters.
Yes. Which one am I? I'm with you, Dean, I think, or is it Mark? Mark for race 5.
I'll go to Andrew, no worries. Number 1, Burning Front, I think, is the one to beat. He's ready to win. He was good last time. Probably scratched last week to avoid a clash with Kenjawood. Gets into a perfect race, goes forward, got the claim for Jai McNeil. I think number 4, Golden Main, is the danger. This horse resumes. Had a terrific campaign last time. First up last time was behind Malaguera, which turned out a fantastic form race. That was the day you had to be on the fence. Golden Main wasn't on the fence. It still ran really well. Trial well recently. 6 Aeroline, good win first up, little setback since, but we'll give you a sight. And 5 Sovereign Nation, who's just about at the crossroads. Sovereign Nation had a little break since that disappointing run last time. 1, 4, 6 and 5.
I'm very much in agreement. I think Burning Front's the better of the day, but I think Golden Main's the... If you want to take one extra in the quaddie, it'll be him. Burning Front was good at packing, and once he hits form, he holds it. He'll make his own luck. Golden Main's trialled really well in preparation for this. He'll run a really good race fresh. I think he's certainly the pick of the Hayes Dabernig trio. Aeroline missed the run 2 weeks ago when he was a late scratching at the barrier at Flemington, but has had a jump out since. And I'll put 9 Bassett in next best. But keen on 1, and I'm keen on the 1 and 4 exacta. 1, 4, 6, 9.
Greg Miles likes Burning Front as well, number 1, to beat 6, 5 and 9. 1, 6, 5 and 9 in race 5. That's the first leg of the latter quaddy. Race 6 here, it's over the 1,600 metres. Glenn?
Yeah, that bet was actually 7,000 at $2.30, Andrew, and it was placed really early this morning as I
struck. On Burning Front?
Yeah, at 7.59 and 51 seconds. So
going off early there.
Yep. So let's have a look at race 6 now, where we start with Black Sheep as a $5 chance. Dubai King at 9, Post de France at $34, Aurum Spirit at 15, Villa Poto at $12, Rewarding Effort the favourite, $2.25, Castle Hack at 21, Shockaholic $9.50, Walloon Region at 21, Manapine 18, Royal Request at 14, and Scratch the Bottom 2. Best supported runner here is Rewarding Effort, did go up $2.50. Violent Snow was $26. Ballybrit was $7. He was supported before that. Actually went back up $2.20 this morning, and they've just pushed him out to $2.25. Second pick is the toppy here in Black Sheep, who went up $5 this morning. They brought him into $4.80, and they pushed him back to $5.
Okay, Dean, in race 6?
Yeah, it was a really good win last start by Rewarding Effort at Mornington, Andrew. I didn't know if Mornington had really suit him, but he just looped the field and won easily before that. He'd run well when he was probably outgraded at the set weights in the Vobis Gold Bullion. So he's well placed here. Mark Zara on the plus, big track suits, and he's not drawn quite as wide as he has in recent runs. So he may have a few behind him today, which I think will make his job a bit easier. I think he'll win. Black Sheep, firstly, missed the boat last start when Vital Importance came around him early and just got him out of position. He can improve here. Villapoto's been, they've been obviously trying to teach him to settle to run a longer trip, and he's been subject to some pretty luckless runs of late. But from barrier one, he might just posse up and get a better run and get into the placings. And Dubai King, who looks the likely leader, is racing well. 6, 1, 5, and 2.
Yeah, very similar. I'm going with number 6, Rewarding Effort. I don't know if I can tumble in at the short odds. It was terrific 2 starts ago in a strong field. It beat a weaker race last time at the mile and won well. Should just sit back, come to the outside and let rip to beat number 5, Villapoto. It's fine, this horse. As Dean said, they've been riding it back and it's been terrific. From gate 1, it should almost lob leaders back, maybe one pair back without urging, and run well again. 1 Black Sheep completely missed the boat at Flemington, was travelling well, just forgot to hook out. And 4th pick, number 8, Shockaholic, who'll be back and running on as usual. 6, 5, 1 and 8.
Okay, we've got a bit of echo there on Mark's line. We might just take Mark offline and put him on another one if we can. The tip for Greg Miles in race 6 is 6, Rewarding Effort, to beat 1, 11 and 2. 6, 1, 11 and 2 in race number 6. Race 7, the OTI racing over the 2,400 metres.
They've got Renew in the race anyway, so at least they've got it represented. We've got Refectory here as a $17 chance. Shikapur at $4.40, that price makes it favourite. Renew at 11. Grand Duke of Tuscany is a scratching. Zorkan for Chris Waller there is a $4.60 chance. Harden is at $5. Anis Mirabilis at $26. Zenithal at 14. Al Ruz 26. Tim Akar at 61. Yogi is a $4.80 chance. Golden G at 61. Bamberg at 81. We go to He's a Genius at 14. And Racing Writer is a scratching. Not an overly vigorous betting race. There was money for Grand Duke of Tuscany, which probably put that down in the memory bank for later on. But best supported runner now is Zorkan, and he probably would have wanted a bit more rain, in front of Yogi, and third pick is Shikapur. But I must admit, Refectory went back up $35 this morning. It is now a $17 chance, so they must have had a rethink about its chances.
Dean, the OTI for you, race 7?
Andrew, I just thought that number 6, Hard Earned, had run well here. He comes through the Gallic Chieftain race at Pakenham, where he's probably in the inferior ground, and then last start went to 2,201. He drops a couple of kilos for that win. I just think he'll make his own luck up on the speed, and he's just going well. So he was a little bit of value in an even race. Zorkan down from Sydney, he looks well placed here. He looks as though he should get a really good run from the draw. Yogi just had no chance rail out round the valley. That's not his go, but bigger track, 2,400 metres, he's looming as a good chance. And I thought Anis Mirabilis was a good roughie here. Number 7, getting fitter, blinkers go on, out to a trip that suits, he could get into the placings. 6, 5, 11 and 7.
Oh, tipping number 11, Yogi, who I thought was progressing really well until that until that Mooney Valley run, where the leader just stacked them and racked them, kicked away, and was too good. Yogi was strung up behind traffic, didn't get a chance to run on, went to the line full of running. I think 2,400 metres big track is ideal. 6, Hard Earned, good win last time. It was very strong through the line. It's in terrific form. 5, Zorkan, will be running on from the back. And 2, Shikapur, very consistent. The end of 2,400 metres just finds it out, but it's got a chance. 11, 6, 5 and 2.
For Greg Miles, he likes 5, Zorkan, to be 2, 11 and 7. 5 to 11 and 7 for Milesy in race 7. And Sandown wraps up at 20 past 5.
Yeah, only 8 there today. So Spirit or Lager? That question will be asked quite a lot tomorrow at $21. Ballina Clash is a scratching. Harbour Grey at 8. Land of Freedom is out. Top Me Up is 10. Cat's Wish is out. Mar Jones at 9. Pure Addiction at 10. Labuan Star, $4, equal favourite. Hunting Hill at 10. Rich Luck out. Tango Rock, $4 equal favourite. Downhearted at 12. Tycoon Felix out. Mr. Optimistic, 12. And Oak Door is a scratching. Well, of those that are left, the best supported runner here is actually Mar Jones. now a $9 chance in front of Tango Rock. And third pick is Labuan Star.
Mar Jones for Darren Weir. Which way for you, Mark, in the last?
Very tough finish for me, Andrew. I'll go number nine, Labuan Star, who is probably a little query at 1,300 metres, but it's come back in terrific form. It's got a good turn of foot. I think can park not too far away and produce to beat number 12, Tango Rock, who was solid first up, will be fitter for that, will be running on. 10, Hunting Hill, had absolutely no luck at the Valley, was jamming up behind them with nowhere to go. And one, Spirit of Lager at big odds, has got a chance. Don't really like the race. 9, 12, 10 and 1.
I'm going to go with 12, Tango Rock. I thought he ran well first up, and I think it's a good progression to 1,300. Mark Zara to ride. I think he's got a bit in his favour to sweep down the centre and win the last. I think Mar Jones is the query here first up. She's unbeaten on dry ground. I know she was going okay on the wet last time in, but I don't think it was anywhere near her best form. I think back on the dry first up, she's an interesting runner. 13 down, harder to trial, really well before his first up run. He went to Tatura, tight little track, didn't get around it. I think he could be a sharp improver on the big track here, just rolling forward. And next best, maybe number 10, Hunting Hill, as Mark mentioned, just ran totally out of room at Moonee Valley last start. 12, 7, 13, 10.
And 12 as well there for Greg Miles. He goes 12, 9, 8 and 7 in the last. 12, 9, 8 and 7. Mark, you were keen on Invincible L.
Yep, I'll make it my best. Andrew, race 2, number 1, Invincible L. And each way, race 3, number 6, Rich Charm.
Each way, race 3, number 6. Mate, safe Christmas. You've had a ripper of a year. I mean, I know you're with us on Monday, but, gee, how do you get Christmas better tomorrow after the Bulldogs won the premiership?
Get up early and watch the replay before Santa comes in.
Good luck to you, mate. Have a ripper to tomorrow with the whole family.
Thank you.
Mark out of there.
Invincible Al Andrew is back into $3.40 after $2,700.
Surprise. Righto. Which way for you, Dean?
You know how there's Christmas carolling tomorrow, Andrew, and people will be reciting carols. Mark and the family, they recite the last quarter of the grand final.
And, word for word,
word
I reckon.
Word for word off the commentary.
Yes, I reckon they've watched it a few times.
I think it's on all day on Fox Sports or something, isn't it?
Tomorrow on the Fox Footy Channel, is it?
I think you're fine. I'll give it a run. I'll watch it.
But I think it incorporates the grand final parade, the breakfast, the lead up, the match, the whole lot.
Could you imagine that at Hunter's Place tomorrow?
In the lazy boy chair, just there, you know, taking it all in.
Fantastic. It'll be a good day to be there. What about you, Dean, at the races?
A couple of favourites for me, Andrew, but I think they'll be winning. Race 5, number 1, Burning Front's the best, and race 6, number 6, Rewarding Effort.
5, 1 and 6, 6. Dean, have a beauty with the whole family tomorrow, mate. Wherever you are, enjoy it, and I hope it's a day of good memories.
You too, Andrew. Have a safe and festive Christmas for everyone, and lots of winners in the new year.
Exactly. We'll chat again on Monday.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter there. Leave us with something, if you can, Glenn.
Well, the Jockeys Challenge, it's Andrew. Andrew, Ben Allen is the very, very...
You want to start that segment again?
I've just put my teeth back in. Hang on. Ben Allen is the favourite for the Jockeys Challenge at Sandown, Andrew, at $1.40. Damien Oliver's at 6. Bo Mertens at 9. Jai McNeil and Mark Zara both 11. Any other jockeys at 19. Regan Bayliss at 21, isn't he? On fire at the moment. Mm. And Luke Curry is a $151 chance. At Rosehill Gardens, Huey Bowman, the favourite there, at 215 over Timmy Clark, 380. Tommy Berry, 550. Brenton Abdullah at 7. Josh Parr at 11, although they did take 13 earlier this morning. Any other jockey, 17. Blake Shin, 18. Glenn Schofield, 23. You got Bernie coming up with the... tips
Doomben.
For Doomben. Yeah, Jeff Lloyd, there's a shock for you, $2.30. Any other jockey, 5. Jimmy Byrne, 5.50. Larry Cassidy, 8. What about the winner he rode at Ipswich yesterday? Wasn't a run there, he just pushed it straight through. $8. Ty Anglin, 10. Damien Brown, 11. Brad Rewilla, 15. James Ormond, 21. And the big fella, Gary Harley, not too far away with Scone. Chad Lever, the favourite there at 3.30. Grant Buckley, 4.20. The Duck, Paul King, and Cody Nestor. He's bounced back. What about him the other day? Superman. $5.50 each of 2. Mitchell Bell, $6.50. Any other jockey, $8. Aaron Bullock, 14, and Andrew Gibbons, 21. Sky Thoroughbred Central kicking off at 11 o'clock this morning, Andrew, with the preview for Rosehill Gardens.
You enjoy it, mate. Is that Denise in the background?
No, that's actually Ashley.
One of the kids.
Ashley,
okay.
Getting ready to get to the races as well. Denise is inside resting up for a very, very big big night tonight and a bigger, bigger day tomorrow.
You have a beauty, mate, for the whole Munsey clan, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Thanks very much, you to Bernie and all the boys, Andrew. Merry Christmas to you, and
good on you.
Behave, as I know you will.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, Glenn.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. After the break, yes, we'll look at Doomben with Bernadette Cooper.
At the new look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, the best jockeys in Australasia will be riding for pride in the Origin Jockey Series. Round two continues this Saturday with Ty Angland and Dylan Dunn, Jim Byrne and Damien Brown, and eight of the best hoops in the land competing across a great day's racing. See them only at Doomben this Saturday. The Origin Jockey Series. For details, go to youbet.com or check your local form guides.
Merry Christmas, Jess.
So much. Oh, it's a VQ Retro Mini Digital Radio. It looks so glamorous.
All our favourite stations.
Wow.
Over 25 extra ones.
Double wow.
And Bluetooth.
And another wow. But it's too much.
Oh, sweetie, it's only $130.
No.
Plus it comes with this.
A free Tony and Guy Premiere package.
Worth over $100. Oh. If you buy a VQ Retro Mini from Harvey Norman, Target or Bingley.
Look, our apartment's never felt so...
glamorous.
Yeah.
T's and C's apply. Go to digitalradioplus.com.au.
Celebrate Christmas with Bingley's 24 days of hot Christmas deals. The latest online catalogue is out now and is jam-packed with bargains. So head into a Bingley store or online at bingley.com.au and grab a deal during Bingley's 24 days of hot Christmas deals.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Rosehill Gardens Saturday and a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick on Boxing Day. And now you can cheer on your Big Six by watching all races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
We're about to preview Doomben, and that's the place today of the Origin Jockey Series. The Blues dominated round one with Michael Rodd. Today up there riding for New South Wales is Ty England. He's up against Jim Byrne, Brad Rewilla, and nine other Origin competitors across a great day's racing. Round two of the Origin Jockey Series. It's on this afternoon at Doomben. And it's in your form guide to get all the details of this day coming up. And we're about to preview.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Ah, she'll be dolled up overnight there, Mrs. Santa Claus. We talk of Bernadette Cooper. Morning to you, Bernie.
Morning, Ben. I don't know about dolled up, but I do have a party tonight.
Ah, fantastic. I think we all do. It should be a beautiful night for the kids to enjoy and wake up tomorrow with all their special moments of Santa Claus. Fine weather up there?
Yep, beautiful weather. Oh, it's a little cloudy, but they're not predicting any sort of rain. And surprisingly, the last couple of days have been very, very pleasant for us at this time of year, so it should be nice for the horses there as well. And the rail's in a 2.5 metre position. And as we saw last week, we should see winners literally come from anywhere here today.
Okay, now just take a breath while I give these scratchings out. There's 34 final ones. Race one is clear. Race two, take out 1, 2 and 12. The third, take out 2, 10, 15, 16, 20 and 22. Race four, 6, 8, 11, 13, 14 and 16. Race 5, 1 and 13. Race 6, take out 1, 2, 13. Now, 14, Moss Harry is a late scratching. That's race 6, number 14, and also take out the 15. Race 7, take out 3, 7, 14, 16, and then the emergencies, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. And race 8, take out 10, 12 and 17. Repeating, the late one is Moss Harry, race 6, number 14. Now, in the first, Bernie, the Matt Dunn pair dominated here, reeling at 370 with Tab Fixed Odds and Zarmex at $3.80.
Yes, and obviously two very talented horses. And then you've got Volpina, who's been racing them as well and been terribly unlucky. So it's a great little race to kick off with here. But I think reeling from his lovely draw today is the horse. I know he goes up to 59, but he carried the 58 very well last time out. And I think he definitely comes out of the strongest races of anything in this race. Order again, who ran third last time out. I think he's a pretty good horse in the making. But I think this guy is as well. He's been soft and still doing things wrong and still winning. And, you know, he made a half-mile run to win his maiden. I know it was only a maiden, and the horse that he beat has since won since, which is in this race, actually, Eastern Paradise. But the run that this horse had to sustain to win that maiden, he was entitled to win by about six, I think. So I'm in his corner. Stablemates of danger for mine, Xanax. Lovely, big, strong horse who looks like he can stick on a trip six steps up to the mile for the first time here. Volpino and Gypsy Miss, 1, 2, 3, 7.
1, 2, 3, and 7 in the first. Race 2, the Sky Thoroughbred Central 2-year-old cutest race. Hootson, number 14 off the trial, is $2.10. Sally Girl at $5 and Jared also at $5. They dominated here, but this trial must have been pretty good by Hootson. It's got to start now.
It was a very good trial, Ben. They broke 58, which is very unusual. I've just been listening to David Fowler. He says, oh, if you hand time this trial, it's about half a second wrong. But even if it is half a second wrong, they still would have run the fastest trial on the day. In saying that, the open handicap trial, they were just sort of like dawdling around, really, to be honest. But what makes this this trial win so good is that the stablemate won and ran slashing time on Wednesday at the Sunshine Coast, Tiara Star. So she ran, I think, third in that trial. The second horse started one of the favourites here a week ago and got beaten, and beaten a long way, but Tiara Star came out and made that trial form look really, really good. Obviously, I think only Greenness will get this filly beat. The word is it just goes really, really well, and she draws beautifully for Jeff Lloyd. So I'm expecting her to win. And I'm told Trent is doing the strapping, and Trent never really does much strapping. That's Toby's son, but so obviously he thinks she's pretty special, so that might be a leg up there as well. I'm in the corner of the favourite. Sally Girl was great winning last time out, and she got absolutely poleaxed at about the 300-metre mark, so to pick herself up off the floor was brilliant. Show No Shame, I thought, was really good winning at the Gold Coast. I know she didn't beat much, but she was run off her legs there, and she really motored late, and the four, she's our star, probably one of your leaders in the race, 14.384.
To race number 3 in St. Telmo, number 4 here at the Tab Fixed Odds, the favourite at 3.20, over 14, Marmon at $6, and Speed Gonzales, number 12, is at $7.50.
Yeah, I'm tipping St. Telmo. You know, we're likely to get to a good 3 later on here today, and if the track firms up too much, it might not suit this horse with 58 on his back. But at this stage, he was great first up, and he was really dominant last preparation here. And we've seen him go mile to 2-2 previously as well. So he looks like he meets a few that aren't in great form, a few that won't run the trip. And he gets a beautiful run, and maybe a pair or two closer here today from his good draw as well. So I think you have to stick with him. But obviously, if the track firms up, you know, pretty firm, he might not. That might not be in such a favour for him. 19, I put in as a danger, which is Spirit Minded, who draws very poorly and needs a magnificent ride, quite simply, from Brad Parnham. But I really think that this girl's relishing this sort of journey. Then I went the way of the 8, which is Rock on Ivy, who rises significantly in weight. So we really see what she's made of here today, I feel. And then I threw in the 12, which is Speed Gonzales, who is a knockout. And had he drawn a barrier, I'd have been tempted to put this horse on top, screaming out for this journey. Brian Smith, Thayer, put him in the mix, I say, for 19, 8 and 12.
To race number 4, this is one of the races in the jockey series. Ty England up there. New South Wales are a fair way in front, aren't they?
Oh, it's a bit of a rort, don't you think?
Oh, how can it be a rort? How can it be a rort?
Because the horses should be drawn out of a hat. They should not be allowed to pick their own jockeys. And what happens is those New South Wales jockeys are getting the best ride, quite simply. Ask the WA boys. Ask the South Australian boys. Ask the Queensland boys and girls.
Well, maybe that's another thing Racing Queensland can look at. But I like the series.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a good idea. But you can't have a challenge series and be picking your own jockeys.
Yeah.
Because the ones that get the best rides are always going to win the series.
Yeah, understand. Gee, we know where Bernie is on the Origin series. In this race, Five Ringo's a Rockstar, the favourite at 270, over 10 Diamond, Magic Diamond at 440, and 9 Sir Donald at $4.60.
Well, I think there's only two chances in this race, and that's Sir Donald and Ringo's a Rockstar. I may be wrong, I've been wrong before and be wrong again. Obviously, Ringo's a Rockstar did great things last preparation. Yeah, he's trained by Normie Stevens. We all want to see him win again for him. His trial leading into this has been great. His trial behind Executed, he rarely loses a trial. Really pushed out in the trial, still doing a few things wrong. Probably going to be a little bit run off his feet here in 1,000. He was sort of 11, 1,200. I really think he's at home. But, you know, he's really pushed and really gassed to hold a spot over 1,000 this horse. Sir Donald, we really have not seen the best of this horse. And if this horse steps away slowly again, he's out of contention. But if this horse actually pings the leads here today, you will see a spectacular galloping display. He is really talented. He is really built for speed. He's nuggety and short, and he's an outstanding type, as most I Am Invincibles are. He missed the kick at Ipswich, and he ran a 10th outside the course record. Like, he can really rattle off some outstanding sectionals, this guy, and I am convinced we haven't seen the best of him. I need him to step away, obviously, but I'm going to risk Ringo's here and put this horse on top, Sir Donald. He's had a nice month to get over his disaster last time out where he missed the kick. And for a horse that was completely out of his comfort zone, sometimes they speed horses when they miss the kick and they're at the back, they just don't put in at all, and they'll finish 10 lengths away. But to his credit, he still finished, you know, 3 lengths away from another slipper. So I'm going to tip Sir Donald over Ringo's a Rockstar. The top weight always sacred. Bad draw isn't so bad for him, because I know they want to keep him on the outside of horses here today. And 10 Magic Diamonds, and 9, 5, 1, and 10.
Better keep pumping along here, Bernie. Gary Harley will get minimal time. And you know what, Gary, he'll get upset with us.
Race, he will be.
Race 5 at Doomben. Mystic Opal is the favourite at $2.80. Can it do it again?
Well, she quite possibly could. She's drawn really awkwardly for a horse that likes to get back and get smothered here. So she probably has to go back to last, because I think Fiery Heights is your leader here. And I think he gets a cruisy lead in front. I don't think he has to put the pedal down at all. And I think 1350 is much more in this horse's favour. So I'm going 5 to beat 8, through to 6 in Forgotten Years, and 3 Denarius. So 5-8-6-3.
5-8-6-3. Gee, you quickened up the pace there. 5-8-6-3 in race 5. Race 6, the Sports Club Handicap. Have a Say, number 12, the favourite at $4.60. Over Stella Ombra, number 4, at $6. And Siegfried at $6.50.
Well, Gary might be ready, but I've still got shower, hair and makeup. So you give me an opportunity to hurry up, and I will. But okay, I'm with the 12 here. Have a Say. I think he's a special here today. Last prep, we saw him in some really good races. But come on, he ran third to Cylinder Beach and Too Good to Refuse, half a length away. I know it was a mile race, but he's got great form, and he was 4 deep the trip. Or, admittedly, Brooklyn Storm was 3 deep last time. They ran 1-2, but I think it's outstanding form for this race. 4 Stella Ombra through in the 16, which is Jet Sonic. He had a nice soft win first up, and he'll be fitter and stronger here today. And then I threw in the 8 Siegfried, but there's a few you could pop in a multi there, but 12, 4, 16 and 8.
Okay, pretty keen on the 12. To race 7, the Brisbane.com.au handicap, and Tab Fixed Odds have She Is What She Is, the favourite number 4, or equal favourite at $4, with My Girl Haley number 15. They're both at 4, and then you get out to Magic I Am at 5, and Pepperano at $6.50.
Yeah, I'm with Magic I Am. You have to just put a line through that first up run behind Elegant Composure. She's a non-speeder. She drew wide. They said, okay, let's try and ride her back here today. Obviously, she had enough speed to get caught 5 wide, and it was just a disaster. So I know they have a really, really healthy opinion of this horse in the stable. She draws beautifully today. She gets a nice soft run from a good gate with 54, and she's brilliant second up. So we're in her corner to beat the 4, which is She Is What She Is. Awkwardly drawn. I don't know. They go forward some days, they go back other days. She's probably been a little bit more brilliant ridden from behind, but I think today she's probably likely to press forward somewhat. Through the 15 in, My Girl Haley gets the gun run. A little suspect at 1,200 in Pepperano for 4th, 8, 4, 15 and 1.
And the last, race 8, due our time at 12 minutes to 6 with Tab Fixed Odds. Number 5, Panorossa, is the, favourite, but in an open betting race, $5.50 over Sabrina and Beckoning Light, both at $6.50.
It's a really open race, and it'll just depend on how hard this all-night staying, maybe even Top Tone want to go early days, but I'm pretty sure that they won't want to lead on Top Tone. I'm pretty sure they will go. They've got no choice, really, with All Night Saint, and he's probably got no chance leading and winning from that barrier anyway. So I think Top Tone, you know, good, tough gelding on a seven-day backup after his brilliant run in Stakes Grade Brisbane Handicap last time out. I know he rises significantly in weight here today, but he's really fit and he's really ready to win again, I feel. And, you know, Emphasis has won again since. He's got good form all around him. And this is really is his pet distance. It's just he's been a bit fired up for it, but he seems okay now. So I am three each way, the three anyway, 10-1. To beat Reckless Abandon, who dropped massively in weight here today. I threw the 16 in, which is Beckoning Light. No luck at all last time out. Just couldn't get a run to about the 100-metre mark. And then I went the way to five, which is Panorossa, who was great first up. And Kelly Doughty just doing wonderful thing for this guy. So 3, 15, 16 and 5.
Okay, they're the tips for the 8 races. You are keen on Have a Say?
Yeah, I like Have a Say. Obviously, the draw is not ideal, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's a little closer in the run. And I like Matty Dunn's top weight in the first race. I like both of them, but I like Reeling the most.
Yeah, he's a good horse. Race 1, number 1, Reeling, and race 6, number 12, Have a Say. Bernie?
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Merry Christmas tomorrow. Keep the kids happy and have a good night tonight.
I will. Thank you. See you.
Thanks, mate. Bernadette Cooper joining us there looking at Doomben. Don't forget, after 10 o'clock, 7 days a week at 10, you get your major New South Wales preview. Paul Joyce will be looking at every race at Rose Hill. That's coming up on Racing HQ. Time to look at Scone, our provincial meeting today. Fine, a good 4. The scratchings, race 1 clear. Race 2, take out 5, 6, 17 and 18. The third, take out 6, 16, 17 and 18. The fourth is clear. Scone race 5, 6 and 9 are out. And race 7, take out 2, 10, 17 and 18. And Gary Harley loves going to Scone. Morning to you, Gary.
Good morning, Andrew. I do. Home of the thoroughbred. Scone, great racetrack. Good meeting, mate. We're on a good four and the weather's pretty good.
Yep, let's have a look at them. Tab Fixed Odds in the first here at Scone. Number 5, Desert Flowers, the favourite at $2.50. Over 3, Daniki at $4, who was scratched from Wyong on Thursday. And the other one that I should mention is Honor File, number 4. It's scratched from Sydney to run out there for Bjorn. It's at $5.50.
I thought Daniki would be hard to beat. It's the horse for the race form, this Stenman filly. Chris Lees has got her for the Australian Bloodstock, and she won well on debut at Musselbrook nearly a month ago now, Andrew. She showed really good speed that day, and from barrier one, she's going to be in the first couple. They left her in that race at Wyong, as you just said, the Magic Millions, in case it fell away a bit, and it didn't. So they scratched her and decided to come to the easy option today. There's a good tip for the Animal Kingdom filly of Paul Massaris. Andrew, this may be the first of the Animal Kingdoms to race.
To run,
Flower. She trialled nicely at Newcastle recently. Paul's dad, John's one of the part owners of the horse, and she's a huge tip this morning, Desert Flower. That's why she's pretty short in the betting. 4-1 a file, trialled all right for Bjorn Baker, Piero Colt, and one in a spring, 3, 5, 4, 1.
To race 2 at Scone, and number 14, Test the World. This was Bjorn Baker's best of the day, and it's come up flip of the coin. Come on, Bjorn, you've got to give us something better than this. Anyway, any price a winner. It's at $2, number 14, Test the World.
It's my best bet, Andrew. I went right through them, and I thought this was a real standout, this filly. Her trials have been outstanding at Randwick and Rose Hill. She's closed in really good to win them both. She goes up a bit in distance today from the trials to 1,100, so that's going to suit her even better. Just a bit of a tricky draw, but he's flying at the moment, Chad Lever, and he has a bit of luck on her. She'll get the money. Number 4, Four More Millers, went okay at Hawkesbury the other day when it was just beaten, is racing well. Number 12, got a place chance in the race, Miss Fisher. Look, I'm going to give her another chance to run a place here. She has looked disappointing in both runs, but the longer distance, she may be able to settle a bit more today. And number eight, best of the others, 14, 4, 12 and 8.
To race number three. Oh, by the way, this Tab app, I just wanted to mention this. Download the Tab app. The good thing is you can listen to us anywhere you go, Sky Sports Radio, and you can watch it on the TV channels as well. But under the markets here now, you get a speed map, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so important these days, the speed maps, and there it is. You can click on it, and it gives you a helping indication.
It does. Yeah. It's very, very helpful.
13 LABN is the favourite here at 340 over Cristallo Rosso, number 9 at 480. And number 8, the Zoff, another one for Australian Bloodstock at $6.
I like Cristallo Rosso, number 9, the horse of Matthew Smith. It runs second here at Scone, two starts back behind Portland Place, beaten a length and a half, got back, went to the line good over the 1100. Then it went to the Beaumont track in a much tougher race. Insensata beat it. Now, Insensata has bolted in its last two runs, one at Newcastle, one at Kembla. This horse was only beaten three lengths in that race after coming from last. Now, today goes up a bit in distance to 1,300, or suit ideally. I thought it was the one to beat. Bjorn Baker's horse will be able to beat number 13, LABN. Only raced up, was just beaten here at Scone back in August. Has had a recent trial and went okay. Two Crixus, Barrier 1 will get a good run back off to pace. It'll run on all right. And number 8, best of the others, is off. 9, 13, 2, 8.
Race 4 at Scone, the Emirates Park here. Number 6, Recife Beach, the equal favourite with number 7, Marmaduke's Lady. They're both at $5. Hot Finney at 6 and Olympic Academy at 7. So this is an open betting race.
The Bride, the leader, joined by Whispering Secret, the outsider. Striding up was Invincible Star. 100 to go. It's still Winter Bride. Gives a kick now. Late on the scene, Invincible Star's making ground. Winter Bride showing the stick. Tries to grip on. They hit it. I reckon it might have just lasted ahead of Invincible Star. Third across the line. That goes to Whispering Secret behind them.
She'd get the money in a good race. Hot Finney, if he runs 1400, he'll be hard to beat. He's on his home track. He's had three runs at Scone and never run a place.
Link up was Invincible. Share is Winter Brunder meters left. It is Invincible. This runner is
James Haddo. Trained by Q Lenny the other day, and fought on. Was well beaten by Huswick, but the winner went well when it run second. He's a lot fitter today, third up. And number 3, Pippi's Pride, 7463.
To, by the way, with a 7-race card today, that's the first leg of the quaddy. So races 4, 5, 6 and 7, the quaddy legs at Scone. Race 5, the Kiora Stud Class 1.
Creed on the rails off the dial, and the widest runner as they turn in was Invincible Star. Into the straight with 200 metres left to go is Winter Bride, the leader, joined by Whispering Secret, the outsider. Striding up was Invincible Star. 100 to go, it's still Winter Bride, gives a kick. Now, late on the scene, Invincible Star's making ground. Winter Bride showing the stick, tries to grip on. They hit it. I reckon it might have just lasted ahead of Invincible Star. Third across the line, that goes to Whispering Secret behind those Noble Creed from Yulong Xing Sheng, and the last in off the dial.
He normally gets back a bit, but he's very strong and he's very. Winter Bride looking. He did run second up there that day at Tamworth. Looks a good thing, but he's a good thing's price, number 4. Number 8, Happy Go Plucky.
Calander being
two for cover from quarter. Thompson and Buckley and Denham, should I say. It's got some hope. One Validate is going very, very well at the moment for Kim Waugh. And number 10, best of the others, which is Nat Adola. 4, 8, 1 and 10.
Race 6 at Scone, due just after 4 o'clock.
The inside Brothers Labra, and then could have been, but Pipeline moved up now, and Pipeline dashes clear the last bit. Pipeline from Brothers Labra and Calander. Montreal was on it.
I think Ladbrokes another good chance for Australia. Here today. Number 2, Tom Curry, where he won the other day. 3 wide with no cover. I know it was a lot weaker, but he came from the back and then he shot clear on the straight and was strong late in the race. He's found a bit of ball there. He's not an easy horse to train. His runs have been very spaced, but that was his best run for some time. I think he's a good chance at the each way. Three Princess Veins flying at the moment for Jason Deemer. Two very easy wins at Taree and Cessnock.
Labored around the turn. He sits up very on Montreal with Kalanda the outside. Leader rolls off. Bratislava's got room on the fences. Good enough. Montreal shaken up at the 300 metres. From Kalanda is a length away and trying. Then Bratislava battling. Pipeline's running a good race the outside. Montreal in front from Kalanda, but Pipeline looms. The inside Bratislava and then could have been, but Pipeline moved up now and Pipeline dashes clear the last bit. Pipeline from Bratislava and Kalanda. Montreal was on empty at the end. I don't even know if it's run fourth. Could have been went to it. Good margin back to Phuket and Brulé.
Much better field than this. Pipeline. The Wind Tornadic won that 1,000 metre race a few weeks back. She was slow away. She got beat about four lengths. Tim Clark rode her that day. The day that she won at Scone, she went enormous.
Getting when she was outside. Reby the Red straightens a couple in front from Francais and Miami Dade. Inside the 200 now. Reby the Red full of running from Francais and Miami Dade. Nothing making any impression from back in the field. And Reby the Red's going to lead all the way. Adam Hieronymus riding for dear life. There's a win. Second goes to...
I think in Sydney the other day. On the home track, it'll run well. Definitely a good chance. Number 6, Solo Gypsy, 1 OK at Mudgee.
Was
number
it?
15. Best bet of the day. Race 2, number 14, mate. And I'll be on the radio all day long with the late mail.
Mate, you enjoy it and tomorrow with the family. You got all the kids home?
No. Both have been home in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
With the grandkids, but they've got other commitments at Christmas. They're both interstate, so... Yeah. It'll be a quiet day for Sue and me. And then
to the outside, Reby the Red straightens a couple in front from Francais and Miami Dade. Inside the 200 now, Reby the Red full of running from Francais and Miami Dade. Nothing making any impression from back in the field. And Reby the Red's going to lead all the way. Adam Hieronymus riding for dear life. There's a win. Second goes to, not sure, Francais Citations or Pro Mass. 3 of the minute at the end. Then came Miami Dade. Further back to another lager, banked on Henry. Henry Pianissimo, our beatnik never in it. Alliterate, she's gone pretty poorly. And the last to finish was De Bowie Dream.
At a very affordable
Review
price.
The Red, Adam Hieronymus.
It is special. Wow. Here's the traffic.
Anzac Bridge and surrounding roads still a struggle as everyone heads to the fish markets in Pyrmont today. No surprises there.
Then in the vanguard from Kanya, further back to Brigadoon Rise. The Dixie Chicks looking for one on the fence, getting tight for room from Yuma Desert. Thrill Seeking still nicely clear from Leave Me Astray's biting into the margin. So's Kanya coming through with a strong run now. Cab Fair down the outside. Kanya moves up to Thrill Seeking. Wine Tails is bursting home late. Kanya just in front, got in. Kanya.